Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Clark Soft Drugs Talk Radio Show with your host, Big Sam, bringing you old and new school street racers from the Midwest, mixing it up with how street racing was done back in the day and how it's done now. Midwest street racers, stand up, because it is time to turn your clocks off. Big Sam, take it away.
What's up, everybody? This is Big Sham, and you are on Clocks Off Grudge Talk on Thursday night. One more Thursday, y'all. It's been another week of surprises. The brother Heavy, I don't know, somebody going to come on and say his real name, but I used to see him all the time at the track, and I heard he passed away this week, and that's just crazy, man. We gotta do something, man. We gotta go to the doctor and get a checkup. That's what we gotta do. We gotta try to take care of ourselves. Shout out, you know, prayers go to his family, man. Once again, go to the doctor, take care of yourself, try to take care of yourself. You know, everybody got a time, but we can help the situation by just going and getting a checkup. We don't like going and getting no checkup. I know I didn't. But I changed my mind. My old lady changed my mind for me. She made me go. So I just suggest that everybody, man, just try to do better, man, with your health and just go get a checkup to see what's going on with you. Because, man, that's a shocker. From my understanding, he had a heart attack. He couldn't have been that old. I don't know exactly how old he was, but he couldn't have been that old, maybe 40 something, maybe 30, late 30s, early 40s. But shout out, man, just keep his family in your prayers, you know, people that was real close with him. I'm quite sure somebody will come on here. But on another note, man, if you missed the mega race party, you missed a great, great party. Everybody was there. Who was there? Raylo did a wonderful job. I was kind of mad I ain't getting no award, but it was man. He gave out about 20 awards at least. It was the who's who, the old school, new school. It was we had a great time. I know I did. I got a lot of calls about that party. And, man, if you missed it, you missed a great time. He is on here. I'm going to let him say something about it. But, nonetheless, I just wanted to give Raylo a shout-out. And, Skin, of course, it was a great time. I really enjoyed that. Let me go through my announcements. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, tomorrow is Friday, the 28th. For me, it was the kickoff of our grudge race season, the first big race, I think, the start of it at least. Fat Tuesday, Big Clark and Gadget, they having they big bash down there in Mississippi starting tomorrow and Saturday. You guys trying to go down there, that's at Battlefield. No, wait a minute, I'm sorry. Battle Creek Raceway, and that's in Meridian, Mississippi, starting tomorrow and Saturday, and Hattiesburg is the following day, Sunday through Tuesday, from my understanding. Y'all getting down there, that should be a pretty good show. Myself, Big Sham, and Bruce Leroy, the South Side versus the West Side, and Illinois and Indiana versus the world, June 7th. It's a lot of buzz going on around about it. It should be a good turnout. We're gonna do our best to make everything like it's supposed to be, and it's going to be a great show. That's June 7th at No Limit Raceway. Street cars, streetable cars. Well, everybody's welcome, but you know who I cater to. People that look like me. March the 22nd and the 23rd, Endicott and Long Island Joe, Fayetteville Motorsport Park. They having a shootout down there. It's going to be a great show. That's going to be a real good show. If you missed it, Long Island Joe, you know, he got a show on Monday night. They was on there talking about it. That's going to be a great show. If you all like to travel and want to go down there and support them brothers, that's going to be a good show. Motor City Mafia and Little Tony, Slouch, and that whole crew, the Midwest Grudge Nationals, July the 26th at US 131. Now that's going to be the mega blowout of the year, I'm quite sure. Everybody from around the country, they coming to get down that day. They're having a shootout, $10,000 guaranteed payout. For all them guys that like to get in that race, $10,000 is guaranteed to get paid out. What else we got? Voz, Brother Voz, Bobby Wildchild, June 28th, Albany, Georgia, Street Car Brawl, Albany, Georgia, June the 28th. All the brothers go down there and support Brother Voz. What else I got? I think that's it as far as announcements go. I'm waiting on my co-host. He had a little something to do, so I'm waiting on him to get on. So let me open this mic and let Raylo give everybody his information. Raylo, your mic is open.
What's happening, Big Sham?
What's going on, Brother Raylo? How you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good.
That's what's up.
First of all, I want to thank everybody for coming out and supporting the first annual Mega Drag Race Party, man. And I'm looking forward to the second annual next year this time. I'm going to put even more punch into it, man. I'm going to make it bigger and better, man. And I want to apologize. There was no sound to the videos, but next year, man, I'm going to set them videos off the chain. I'm just going to I'm going to go bananas with it, man. I'm going to have it on surround sound and a whole lot more footage. I had a lot of footage, but I didn't get a chance to show a lot of the stuff because it was just so busy. It was just the first shot, man. But I thank everybody, man. Thank everybody.
That's what's up. Man, Raylo, can you just, for the people that wasn't there, can you give them some of the awards that you gave out to some of the brothers that they might not know or that they might know? You know, you got that list, or you know off the top of your head some of the people that you gave awards out to?
Yeah, I hit it on three levels. Like one of the old school awards, first of all, I gave my dad and my uncle award for having an African-American speed shop back in the early 70s where a lot of brothers came and bought high-performance parts for my dad, and he sponsored a lot of cars, so I gave him and my uncle the Washington Auto Parts Award.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys around all over the city came and, like a hangout, you know, like we used to hang out at Johnny Watt's or something like that. Guys used to come hang out there after the business closed. They got an award, of course, and hit one more old school. CNO, Clarence Montgomery with 63rd and Wabash. That's where a lot of the guys that was there, we hung out there. And CNO, doors was always open for help when me and my brother first started street racing with a GTO. Whenever we needed a little help, we'd go over there, and Clarence and Odessa would help us out with pointers and stuff, which his brother passed away, Odessa.
Okay.
I mean, they honed a lot of people's skills. And New School, one more time, I hit Mighty Mouse with outstanding combinations. This dude had a small block Camaro, man. The little white IROC he had with a small block with no juice.
Mm-hmm.
Cock and front, man. It was some numbers that people wouldn't even think of, could be done with a small block with no juice on it.
Yeah, I remember
like
that
combination. Yeah. Along with his new combination, one of the last Mustangs he had, a lot of those combinations, he come up with them himself. I even went to his garage. I went to his shop maybe about, I want to say a couple months ago, and I kind of like snuck up on him and did a slight interview on him. I wanted to know something about his history. His history goes back, and a lot of his combinations, they come from himself, and a lot of his fabrication, he does himself right in his own shop. So my hats was off to him. I had to, you know, show him some love.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Tommy Knight, I was in and out. Tommy Knight, I know he got an award. I don't remember what it was, but I remember hearing his name.
His award was one of the most outstanding awards, man. The brother bought a car in 79 and still got it. Bought it brand new. I remember when he first got it, a couple of days after. He came to my house and showed it to me and my brother, and he'd been racing that car. I don't know a year that it ever was down. Every year it ran. Like I said, I wasn't surprised if he drove it out there to the Epic Center.
And it still looked like it came off the showroom floor right now.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I gave him the 79 Z28 award.
Okay.
That's impressive.
Okay. Yeah, that is impressive. To buy a car in 1979, that's still got it and still racing it. And it's beautiful. It's still a beautiful car. But I just wanted to get him, you know, just a little insight, you know, of what you was doing and how successful it was. It was, like I say, I appreciate you doing that because it was a great turnout. It was a real good turnout for you.
I'm going to put a different little twist on it next year, making everybody be anxious to know what's going to happen. I'm throwing a little more twist in there. Really going to set the reel on fire again next year. It's going to set the reel on fire again next year. I'm going to throw a different twist at it.
Oh, you're going to do a little something different.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I see my co-host on this line. Don't mute your you can mute it, but you're going to come right back on, Raylo, after I read this this topic. But let me introduce my co-host, let me turn him on. 708-7637. Your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing, everybody? This is Pre, originally from Land of the Giants with Big June from the
West
Side.
What's going on, brother Pre? What's happening?
What's going on, Big Sham? Raylo, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
Man, everything is good, bro. Did you get in contact with Mike?
Yeah, I seen him. He busy. I just left him.
Okay.
Yeah, he busy. Yeah, he say he couldn't do it tonight.
Okay, well, it's all good. My actual topic for tonight was an interesting topic to me. I mean, it's real interesting. I should get some real good feedback from this. Once again, I see there's a lot of people on this line. Y'all need to tell me something that y'all want to talk about. I had a lot of topics. I done went through every topic that we talked about thus far came from me. So I need a little help from the brothers. As long as it's about grudge racing, we going to talk about it. So if you want to be my host, my co-host,
all that negativity, we're going to leave it where it's at.
Yeah, we ain't, I'm not real interested in that. I just want to, you know, keep it neat, try to talk about, you know, some of the stuff that, you know, some of the stuff you think about just get another some dialogue about it. That's the number one thing about the show is get a dialogue to make you think a little bit different. People call them, you know, these people are funny. You know what? If you got something to say, let me just put this out here. Stop texting me. You on the line. Say what you want to say on the line. Ain't nobody going to bite you. Anyway, Nonetheless, it's typical. You know, these, you know, certain people, it's some special people that text me all the time. But nonetheless, the topic for today is, does it make a difference between a $500 or a $1,000 bet if you're really trying to go, or a race, that is, or are you trying to outbet me? Did I say that right? Did y'all get that? Brother Raylo and Pre.
Go ahead.
Did y'all get that?
I read it. Say it one more time, Shane.
I said, does it really make a difference between a $500 bet or a $1,000 bet? Or does it make a difference between a $500 bet or a $1,000 bet if you're trying to go? Or are you trying to outbet me?
Right.
Now, in my opinion, to me, it can really go either way. It can go, it's free money if you're trying to go. If you really want to race somebody, it don't matter if it's $500 or if it's whatever it is. You know, I'm not saying lowball yourself, but $500 is $500. It don't matter to me. It's just the race that's really important to me. So
right,
you know, but some people, you know, they beg to differ, and I know I'm gonna get that in a minute. But I think if you're really trying to race somebody, it don't matter. I mean, I'm not gonna tell you to lowball yourself. But $500 is $500. Yeah, I'll try you for the $500. I'm not gonna try to outbet you. But I have been in situations where people try to highball you, and they know. Well, they assume that you're not gonna go that high. So that's why they say it. And I feel like they don't really want to race you anyway. They trying to outbet you so you are back down from them anyway. What you think about that, Brother Free?
Well, I think, you know, that I don't look at it as just all the time some people be trying to outbet the other person, because you just got a lot of people that just be fat now saying they're going to bet this, and really behind the scenes, they really ain't betting that kind. But then you got to look at those brothers that's got a lot of money in their car, and a lot of times $500 is not going to fix a transmission. $500 ain't going to fix no parts.
Right.
You know, a lot of guys want to race. And if they do win and happen to break in the process of winning, they got the money to do the turnaround and fix their car. That's
right.
How I look at it.
Okay,
and
well,
of them that they are going to bet for $3,000, and really and truly they ain't trying to bet but $1,500.
Right.
They're just doing
shorten the leash a little bit. Okay. We're not talking about the fast cars. I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about something that you know, like a Donye car. We're not talking about those cars. I'm talking about, the lesser car, or the real streetable car. Let's go there. Now, I mean, I'm gauging somewhere. Low ball is maybe a $500 bet, $1,000 average, $1,500 up in that area. But if somebody say, I got $500. Let's bet $500, and you really want to race them, you gonna race
out
for the $500. That's just me.
Right,
but see, everybody don't think that way. I'm thinking, if you tell me, oh no, you got to race for $1,000. Do you really want to race me? Are you trying to outbet me? You know, all I got is this $500. I'm trying to go.
Right. Are you going to engage?
Exactly. What you think, Brother Raylo?
Like you say, it could be two sides to that story. I think you got some guys, they may not want to put their car out there for no $500. So somebody else can see what they got, because they might have to let it ride a little bit to get that $500, and they'll be like, oh man, he's flying. But then again, on the other hand, you may have some guys like they don't care if a person just want to get out for $500. I'm going to go and get that 500, regardless of what somebody thinks. Because my opinion these days, how tight it's getting out, like you say, the streetable cars, I'm going to get that 500. If they don't want to run for the 1,000, I'm going to go and run for the 5.
Right. Okay, well, man, let's go.
You're going to win or lose, but if you win, you got 500.
Right. Okay, well, man,
trying to get some, make sure it's enough room for their buddies, all their homies and stuff. Man, I want to get 200 in there. I want to get 300 in there. Let me
right.
get 100.
Mm-hmm.
You already got your 5 up, you know. You be trying,
right.
maybe trying to make room for some of your guys.
Right. Okay. Well, man, let's go through some of these lines. Let's start opening them up. 773-4015. Your mic is open. Hello. 773-4015.
Oh, what's going on, man? Let me get back online. I'll get back with you.
Okay, call me back. 414-6614. Mic is open.
Good morning,
Michelle. What? Stokes.
What's up, baby?
What's going on, brother? How you feel?
I ain't doing nothing at work, man. I want to get this out the way real quick. Man, I want to shout out Red Orange Skin, man, for that award, man. We got mad thing for the whole bunch of things, man. Hey, we had a good time, man.
Yeah, it was nice. It was really nice.
Appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate y'all, man. Hey, I appreciate that old school, man, y'all had going on, man. The man film, thing. I appreciate all that. I was like, man, maybe 89 years old with some of that footage I had, man.
Yeah, it was some old stuff. Old Shaky. Shaky looked like a little boy on something I seen on there. All right, so.
Who's that on the line?
That's from the East Side Stranglers.
Okay.
Baby. All right, man.
I'm listening.
Okay, so. All right,
man.
Later. Did I do this one? 773-7115. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Big Sham? Raylo, what's happening, man? This kid off the west side.
Hey, what's up, brother kid?
Fuck you.
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Yeah, your topic, man, $500 or $1,000, it really shouldn't matter. You know, that's where your side bets come in at. Just put all them side bets in a bag and just cover. That's
yeah.
what my man Duff would do it.
Yeah. But, I was specifically talking about somebody that's just It really wasn't about the money. It's just about if I say a certain amount and you tell me another amount that's more than what I have, and you're not trying to race for it. What's the reason behind it? It could be any reason, but what's the real reason? If you're really trying to whoop that person, then it's money. It don't matter. It's money.
Exactly.
But everybody don't feel that way.
Right. Like I said. Go for the 5 and all them side bellas. Just put all that shit in the bag. It's covered too. And there's your money.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Okay,
yep,
brother kid.
Money.
That's right.
All right, I'm gonna go on mute. I'll be standing by.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right.
773-1894. Your mic is open. 773-1894. Okay. 708-5249. Your mic is open.
What up, Big Fan?
What up, bro? Who this?
This is Bernard from Chateau Mandy Travel Club.
Bernard. What's
what
going
up,
on, man? Brother Bernard?
Hello, Raylo.
What's up, going Mr.
on,
Pontiac?
I don't know Bernard. I know Mr. Pontiac.
Oh, I'm sorry. My fault.
The Trans Am boy.
I changed my name, though, man. The Angry Bird.
The Angry Bird?
The Angry Bird, baby.
Okay.
All day long. and that's going to be proven this year. But when it comes to drag racing, man, it don't matter what the part is. I'm trying to go, man. Skip that. I'm trying to go.
So y'all ain't going to turn me down.
As long as I get me a race in, that's just the way I am. I don't know about nobody else. Matter of fact, that's my whole club. We all like that.
Just to get the race off, y'all are, you know, well, it's 125 of y'all anyway, so all of y'all put y'all $5 in just to get the race off.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's how you want to pour it in. If it's a dollar, as long as you get to knock your brains out, it'll make us no difference.
It don't make no difference. I heard
it
that.
It don't make no difference. As long as we can get us a broom and push your brain in the corner, move on to the next man. It'll make us no difference. You hear me, Ray? Oh, they go for you, too. I love that party you threw, man.
Man, okay, all right. Thank you, man.
I wish you could make that joke every week.
Nah.
Nice, man. I appreciate that.
I did it for all y'all, man. That's what I did it for, man. That's the way my heart is. Everybody.
Yeah, it was nice, man. It was nice.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. But it don't make me no deal with the money, man. It don't make me no deal. But if you put a car together, you spent a nice amount of money in it, then you got to understand those people reason for betting so much money, so they trying to make money.
Right.
They're trying to keep their car together by betting a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a junkyard motor like mine, where you go to A Reliable and get lucky and find you a race transmission and a 12 car, it don't matter with the money. Because I ain't trying to build no super fast car. You know, it don't take all that to whoop. The Shannons and the Shermans and a Shake, it don't take all that. It don't take all that, man.
Hey,
it don't take all that, man. What y'all think y'all doing?
You sure right.
You
sure
motor,
right.
I got all General Motors stuff on my car. Well, I got an A-Reliable motor. Okay? Matter of fact, everybody in my club, I share some of my parts with them. We put the Raggedy Pontiacs together, and we go out there and make us a few dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that sounds real good.
I don't
good.
Know how y'all money y'all. Because, Shady, you put a whole new motor in your car, and it still didn't make no difference. I did
it. I can't tell. You know what? I wish I had some money to put a new motor in the car.
Hey, you ain't Shady. You think I didn't see that? He had a stamp on the back of his transmission strictly from TCI. I got my transmission free, man. I stuck out the back of every Reliable door. And tore your tail up over there at 41.
Oh,
okay,
my
it don't
goodness.
Really make me no difference, man. I'm sorry. It don't make me no difference.
It don't make you no difference. Okay.
No,
well,
not with the money, it don't.
Well, that's what's up.
I'd rather leave with a few hundred, whatever. As long as I had a good time, man, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
You know, I can whoop Shannon or the Shermans and take Ray Lowe's or McDonald's or we go to Wendy's or whatever. Get us something to eat, it's all good.
And keep all seven. Well, that's a good attitude to have.
Yeah.
Okay, hold
I
your line.
It,
just mute your phone. I ain't going to mute your phone, Bernard. Just mute your phone. Let me go through these lines.
Go ahead.
612-5859. Your mic is open.
I ain't going to try to help, bitch. I'll reach you to sign.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. You heard me.
You said what now?
Mm-hmm. I'll raise you for $500.
Oh, this is the Minnesota Mad, the Minnesota Madman.
Yes.
Hey, Todd.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother.
Would you like to raise me for $500?
Yeah, if you give me the break.
Well, I gotta give you. Break.
Quit doing what I do, guys. I mean, I'm the break getting around here.
You asked me. I need the break.
I thought we both had G bodies with big blocks. Which
we
need
do.
The break for.
I need the break.
But you
ooh,
the break
ain't got a big block.
Cause you way lighter. You light. I'm heavy.
Oh, okay.
Way lighter. Can you say way?
That don't matter.
Well, hey, stay out my gamble.
Would you like to bet on that too? Would you like to bet on that too?
Yeah, that don't matter.
Would you like to bet on that too?
Bet on what?
You say I'm way lighter.
I like that you lighter than that colorless? Yes.
You said way. You said way.
Well, 2 pounds is wave to me. You lighter. So therefore,
yeah, okay.
Sound
like
you lighter.
Somebody's scared.
You
he's
show lighter.
Scared. He know I will blow his ass out.
I can't tell.
Sound like somebody's scared to me.
I'm gonna run
I
you.
I can't tell. All you got
I'm
to
a,
do
hey,
is
hey,
say
hey,
you got the break,
hey,
man.
I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you
that's
how scared
what
you is.
You said, what?
Just
come on.
Just
you said I had the break. I want you to say it. You got the break.
Let me say this. Let me say this. I'm gonna run you head up, and if I don't gap you, you win.
Ooh,
yeah. I want the break.
If I don't put some
that
space,
sound good,
if I don't
but I want
some
the break.
Space in between them motherfuckers.
Now
you got to get a back. Matter of fact, you're getting my money. If I,
I want
put some
the break.
Space in between them, you can
all
have
that sound
money.
Good. I just want the break. Now, can you accommodate the break?
That's what I thought.
Okay. That means you're not going to do what I think I need. So,
Sam, who was that, Sam? Who was that?
That's Todd.
Todd.
Yeah.
Todd with the Regal. Did it gap you, too?
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
Hold
I got
on,
a special announcement.
You're getting out of line now. You're getting
hold
out
on.
Of line now. Calm down. Get on
I'm
set.
Getting a special announcement. Hold on. I'm going to blow his ass out with the small block. Somebody just said that on my phone. Talking about Todd. But hold on, Todd. I'm trying to go through these lines. You just hold your line.
Tell him to text me.
You
what
just hold your.
You
he gonna he. I'm quite
if
sure
they
he'll probably
if they
say. But
blow
just hold on.
Out,
he's just hold on. You hold on.
Well, you told
773-3490. Your mic is open.
Hold on one big hand. Hold on one second. What's up, guys? Let me shut my nose off. First of all, let me apologize to Brother Ray. Like, what's happening, Brother Ray? Let's be, man. I want to apologize to you for not making this show. I understand I'm the only drag race in the city that didn't get there. I ain't got a thousand.
No,
nah,
you're not.
You had the root,
man.
Deep. I think I'm the only guy in the city that didn't get out there. But I understand it went over great, man. I understand that. But as far as the topic goes, Big Sam, it's like a two-headed sword, man, really. You got a guy out here that got $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in his car. He gonna say he don't want to run for 500, but by the same token, he gonna hold the race up until he get $1,000 worth of bets on the side. So why not make the pot whatever it be, and get the side bets? You still gonna get the same money. I never understood that. I ran a race once years ago when I was racing. We bet so much money on the side that we had to borrow money from the wives to make a pot.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I can't understand how guys do that. So, if I was out racing and a man had 500 and I feel like I can win, he's not going home with that 5. I'll just stall him for 5-10 minutes of going to the line and get me some side bets on. So I'm going to still walk away with $2,000 or $3,000, whatever I want to bet. If I want to bet $3,000, I get $2,500 on the side, I still got the same money. You know, but then here you got another side of it where a man will say, I got too much invested in my car. Listen, drag racing is to have fun. It's not totally, I won't say totally because you got some that do, but a very, very small amount that can say we really make a living off drag racing because
mm-hmm.
you keep spinning.
There you
but,
go.
So what?
There you go.
Money, this thing is to have fun in. So why not run for the 500? If you made $5,000 a day and you're going to spend six, you make a $5,000 run, you win, but you blow a train, so you just spend $7,000. So, see, it's not where you're making money. It's where you're having fun. See, the whole thing, I always understood drag racing for me to have bragging rights over Raylo. Or Raylo have bragging rights over me. That was our biggest thing when we came along. We didn't give a damn about with the pot.
Well,
you know, it's going to be a two-head now.
Yeah, Brother D, I understand that. You know, I'm trying to understand. You can never get your money back out of these race cars.
No.
It ain't nowhere in the world. But some people do gamble. That this is what they do. They gamble. But if you spent,
mm-hmm.
I'm just using an analogy. If you spent, just say $5,000 on whatever in your car, and you trying to gamble, just say $1,500. You know, I use that same analogy. somebody want to bet you 500, opposing you say, well, I don't want to bet less than 1,000. Where's the the leeway mark? I just don't see why you wouldn't going to get that 500.
Well, here's what you do. You put that 500 pot up, and then you will always get, as Cadillac would say, you always get some stragglers on the side. Listen, man, I wasn't even trying to race once. A guy offered me a run, and he tried to embarrass me in front of my son. I knew I was faster. So we started off at 500. When I came with the 5, he said, it's going to cost you 1,000. I came with the 1,000. He said, it's going to cost you 1,500. I said, well, yeah, I bet me now. So then he told me we had to have 15,000. It got to the point to where I can't win on one hand, so I win on the other hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you will always have that in drag racing. But the real drag racer, the person that really wants to race, I don't give a damn if it's a $100,000 car, a $1,000 car. He's going to get some side bets anyway. So if I want to bet $3,000, I'm going to try to bet my $2,500 on the side. It's going to always be someone I want to bet with him. If he's racing it's going to always be someone I want to bet with both cars. And you're going to try to get those bets on. Get your pad and pencil down and write down who you bet it with and get busy.
Okay.
I
appreciate you, Brother D. Man,
I got to go on mute, man.
Okay. All right. I'm on mute because you got some background noise.
Yeah, I'll be listening to the show.
Okay. 773-3969. Your mic is open. 773-3969. What up, brother? Who this?
This is Big Perm.
What up, Big Perm?
What's up, man? I can see running for 500 as long as I'm going to get $500 worth of side bet. I mean, me myself, I'm going to run no less than $4,000 myself.
Okay.
That's just me personally.
Okay.
But if I can lock 500 into the pot, as long as I'm going to see myself get 500.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's your low ball.
Yeah, that's my low ball.
1,000. Okay. Well, that was my thing. I don't want you to nobody to low ball themselves, but where do you draw the line at? That's just your low ball, so, you know, that's what your low ball is.
I'm trying to go. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like $1,000 is going to be my low ball, but I'm trying to go. So, now that everybody know where my low ball is, if you're trying to go with me, that's what I'm doing.
All right. Okay, well, mute your mic, hold that line, because I'm quite sure we got somebody that's going to say something to you shortly. Let me keep going through these lines. Just mute your mic, Perm. I ain't going to mute you. 708-1823, your mic is open.
What's going on, Shane? I'm Trans Am, boy.
What up, Lil Al?
What's going on, man?
Slow motion, brother.
Thanks for the party, man. I liked it, man. Everybody came together. It wasn't no big old animosity and people yelling back and forth about racing. They left that alone and just had fun and had, you know, enjoyed a good time.
Hell, it wasn't. They was arguing about race.
It's always.
No, I didn't hear it.
It's always going to be somebody.
I didn't hear it. It's not,
It was love. You know, we can fuss and fight and do what we do, but it was genuinely, you know, a great atmosphere and turnout, and that's what I really liked about it. It was a great atmosphere in there, but you know, you always gonna have, you know, come on now, if you in the race, and somebody gonna say something to somebody, somebody gonna do something.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh, yeah. It's just, you know, like I said, for the most part, it wasn't like being at the track. People had enjoyed themselves and had fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just for the most part. But to the subject, man, I mean, I didn't grow up into drag racing when I was born. I think I was probably born with a shift in my hand. But it took me a while to get my own car out there. But just viewing a lot of stuff that done went on since I've been out there, at the tracks on the street, while people done drag race, I think it's, it all depends. It shouldn't matter how much somebody trying to bet if you're trying to go, but sometimes somebody make you put you in a position to where it matter. For example, skin. You know, he was talking a couple weeks ago, and then a guy called in talking crazy. Let's go ahead and race skin for this. Skin didn't go out there trying to hunt that guy. He didn't mention anything about him, but the dude called in talking about you want to race him. So sometimes you're going to put a person in a position where your mouth going to have to pay for it. That's what. And it ain't so much trying to bet somebody out, but if you're talking jazzy, come on, you want to bet this? No, I'm going to make your mouth charge some more. You have to pay some more to get your ass whooped. I want to bet this. And we know skin drag race a lot. So to his credit, he ain't trying to duck and dodge nobody. He's trying to get paid also. And if you're going to talk shit, then you don't have to pay for it. So it all depends on the situation. People put you in that position sometime where, no, that 500, that 1,000 ain't enough. You're going to have to pay for this ass whooping. So, you know, it all depends on the situation. You got a whole lot of different scenarios to come out of that that $500 bet, that $1,000 bet, if the person is going to race or not. So that's my opinion on it.
Okay. Well, hold your line, Al. Let me keep going. Just mute your phone until I turn everybody loose. 773-3625. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Big Sham, Ray Lowe, rest of the guys?
What's going on? Who this?
This baby boy, man.
What's up, baby boy?
Not much, man. How you doing, Big Sham?
I'm doing
what's
good,
up,
baby?
Not much, man.
It's Pre, baby.
What's going on, Pre? Ray Lowe, man, I just want to call in and let you know, man, I enjoyed myself Sunday. It was a good outing. The jerk chicken. The ribs, everything was wonderful. I was pretty
walking around
there.
I'm really sure, man. We're talking about locking up money, man.
So,
baby, give me your impression on tonight's topic, baby. What you think?
Well, with that, I think $500, $1,000, them gentlemen bets, and with that, you can like the caller before I got on. He said the right thing. You know, you can get your mouth will get you in a whole world of trouble as far as with a race car and a specific race. So with that, I saw guys race for $1,000, race for $500, race for $10,000, but due to the fact that they wanted to race so bad or race that person so bad, it didn't really matter the money part about it. It was sometimes the bragging rights. Mainly, 90% of it is the bragging rights. Yeah, I whoop Skin, or I whoop Raylo, or I whoop this and that. I'm somebody now. So due to the fact with that, I think $1,000, $500, even $1,500 is a gentleman bet. But when you get to 2,000, 2,500, and on and on and on, I think that's really grudging because, like you say, you tear your car up or tear anything up in the car, you want to have a couple of dollars to at least have to fix it.
Well, I mean, your gentleman bet, you saying that, shoot, that might be $500 to me is a baller bet. it ain't got to be no gentleman bet. Some people. That's $2,500.
Shit, $500 to me, Jack. We going out for shrimp.
You know, so that
man,
I mean, that makes sense, baby boy. Go ahead, baby boy.
Go ahead. You go ahead and do your show, Daddy.
Go ahead. I'm just trying to. I got a lot of hands up. I just want to go through the hands.
Well. Go ahead.
Okay, just mute your mic, baby boy. I ain't going to mute you. Wait a minute. 773-9385. Your mic is open.
What up, Sam?
Come on with it. Come on. No, this the king, man. Stop saying who you is. You ain't nobody. Just the king on the mic.
You ain't no damn
king.
Shut up.
Who
is this?
Who is that, man? Who is that, though?
You ain't no king.
Oh, they won't reveal it. Hey, Sham. They won't
reveal
it, Sham.
Huh?
Come on with it. Come on with it.
Did you hear it? Did you hear the subject?
Yeah, somewhat. I just got on, but I got something to say. I just got on. I heard the Trans Am boy talk, Al, and I agree with them guys. Not because they said my name, but they said the right shit. You talking all that shit like Big Term, the man been talking shit for 2 years. Get his ass up there. I ain't ducking nobody, man. I'm ducking him. He ain't shit. He ain't nothing, man. All I'm saying is that 500 is cool. 500 is cool for a car that you just bought off the showroom floor. So I disagree with some of these guys talking about the side bets and all that. Sometimes you can't get no side bet because they scared of you. Sometimes you can't get no side bet because you're in the car trying to race. And people run up trying to, after they see the burnout, they ain't get a side bet. So how can you get a side bet? You can't get no side bet like that. So I agree with Al and Baby Boy and all that. All I'm saying is this here. I'll come off the showroom float and bet $100. It don't matter. But I'm not going to be putting money into the car, $2,000 and $3,000 in the car starting out, and I'm just going to be betting some $100. Because the bet's going to start going up, man, and your mouth dictates the bet. Some of these guys ain't number stool pigeons. All they do is when you whoop their ass, they get the line showing their time tickets, some of how fast you can run. So that dictates the bet. So some guys, I might say they got to bet $5,000. Because if you're going to go tell your time and try to tell how fast you think I can run, it's going to cost your punk ass. Now, what's wrong with that? I hope all you guys listening to that. I ain't ducking nobody, boy. I don't care how fast you is, how big you is, and how much money you got. That don't mean nothing to me. I do this for a living.
Sure?
All it, like D, my buddy on the west side. Hold on, man. Let me finish. Be my buddy on the west side, but he's dead wrong talking about we doing it for fun. Skin ain't doing it for fun, man. Skin doing it to pay the mortgage. So if you want to stop me, if you want to put me out on the street, come on and win my money. That's all you got to do. Come on, win my money, because I'm trying to engage. I'm trying to go with whatever car I got. It don't matter what it is. And all you guys need to stop fronting, because y'all been driving people's cars all your life. You was driving your mama's car in high school. Stop talking about somebody driving somebody else's car. Stop fronting, man. All these guys, that's all they do is front on the mic, man. You're driving somebody's car. Woo, woo, woo. But y'all jealous or something? I smell jealousy, and I smell pussy. A lot of you guys ain't number pussies. Now, I said it, and you heard who said it, and you know my name.
Oh,
you know what,
okay.
What I'm saying? Y'all know what to do.
Oh,
go ahead,
okay.
Man. Go ahead with your show.
Thank you.
Your midget ass is bringing up money.
Mute your mic, Skin. You know I ain't going to mute you. 708-1728. Your mic is open.
Big Sharon, what's going on, man? It's Sean.
What up, Sean?
What's up now? What's up, everybody? What's going on, Raylo?
What's up?
What up, Sean, baby? Nothing, man. Hey, I appreciate you Sunday, man. We had a real good time, man, a real good time. You know, and you're showing the old 30 videos and everything like that, man, took me back, man, to when I was like about 5 or 6 years old, man, going out to the track with my father and Papa John, you know what I mean? But we had a real good time. In regards to the subject, personally, I'm not running for no more than 500 out of my pocket. I'm coming out of my pocket only for $500. I'm not racing nobody for a Jeep. Now, if I got people around me that want to put in on the bet to get it up to a stack or whatever, 1500, then, yeah, we can do that. But as far as me running, I'm going to run for $500 out of my pocket, meaning I don't need nobody else to gamble with me if they don't want to. So if somebody wants to engage with me, I'm going to run you for $500. And if you don't want to do for $500, then it is what it is, and I just find somebody else that may want to engage for $500.
That makes sense to me.
Do some people, you know what I'm saying, try to, you know what I'm saying, raise the bet up so that's where they don't go? Yeah, it's a possibility, but it's a great, you know, just like AJ said, like Skin said, sometimes you got to pay for that. You've been popping off at the mouth. Now, guess what? I want more than what you was offering. I want as much as I can get up out you, because you're going to have to pay for that trash talking that you was doing. That's how it goes. I like that.
Well, I mean, and then I think sometimes the people be bluffing, so you got to call they bluff, but that's a big bluff,
and
too.
And make sure they got the money. And
exactly.
Make sure you don't come up short with your change.
Right. But, yeah, that makes sense. All right, Brother Sean. Let me keep going. 773-4015. Your mic is open.
What's going on, man? It's Preacher, man. How everybody doing?
What's up, Preacher?
Had a nice time at the show, man. Everything was smooth, man. But on your topic, man, you got to look at it like this, man. Some people will wish for 500, but some people be worried about who on the background with them. All they're going to put is 500 in their pot, but their teammates want to bet the other 500 or the other money. So you got to look at it, how many people they got betting on that money, man. You know, I run from 500 to G. So that's my bet, 500 G, sometimes more. All depends on how I feel. I bet what I got because I parlay mine.
What if you win and then you count your money? What if you win and you count your money and you come up short $100?
There you go.
How you gonna do that?
I hear cricket.
Hey, Skin, there you go now. They was short. I wasn't short.
Skin ain't saying shit, boy.
Skin ain't saying nothing. Who is that?
Skin ain't saying a motherfucking thing, bitch ass boy. Keep my leg out your mouth, son. Because you front of the gear. You front of the gear, preacher boy.
I thought you, hey.
I ran
the boys with the blue Mustang. They was 100 short on the pot. You told me to take that money and let them bring
the
money
up. What they got to do with Skin? What they got to do with Skin?
I thought that was the same thing he was talking about.
I don't know what they was talking about. I'm just saying, you just mentioned my name. Come on, there you go, Skin. Skin ain't say the word, sir. Ask Shannon. I ain't say the word.
Skin,
you got the show, preacher boy.
That's the end of that.
Got the show. I ain't say the word.
That's it, man. We're going to run, like I said, you run for 500 to a G. That's all it is.
Okay, let me keep going. 708-3029. Your mic is open. 708-3029. Hello? Okay. 773-4786. Your mic is open.
Eastside Stranglers, baby. It's Terrell.
What's up, Hulk?
What's on, man? What up, Ray Lowe? What's up, everybody? Skin, what's going on?
What's up, Terrell?
What up, baby?
What up? Check it out, man. You know, I run about 5 and up. But I'm going to tell you a little incident. Tell you a little scenario. You got Biz's brother, his name is Fat Ass Smitty. Smitty tried to outbet me at the track. He wanted to run me with Lil Ron for $1,000. Which Smitty don't have no money. He had no booking rights on Ron Carr. So I told Smitty I'd run Ron for $500. I can run for $1,000. That's my man. So Smitty said Ron ain't gonna run for $1,000 for $500. So I go to Ron. Ron like, shit, I'll run you for $500. You can do a little something. So that goes to show you, man, people with no money, with no car, no booking rights, try to outbet you. You know, I ran three bucks. We ran for like $300. Huh? When I ran three love, we ran for about $300. And I told him if I beat this man, he had to wear my Eastside Strangler shirt. It was more for bragging rights, just to be doing something, you know. Sometimes I run for $5,000, it doesn't matter. It's just for bragging rights.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense to me.
If the pot get up there, get up there. But I might put about $5 out of my pocket. Depends on what I'm working with on that day. You know, because by being a, you're owner and operator of the car, a lot of times your money tied in, getting to the track, getting the car into the track, driving to the track is out of your pocket. So sometimes, you know, I might not have all that on me at that time, but I do feel like a nickel, $1,000, maybe $300, depends on what my pocket is on that day.
Hold on, Terrell. Skin, is that your mic that noise is?
What noise? What it sound like?
Some kids. Go ahead, Terrell.
two things I want to say. I raised preacher boy for that fake ass fur coat he had on Sunday. You can lock that coat in.
Boy,
I'm the baddest motherfucker on 29.
Oh my goodness! Really?
Oh shit!
Oh,
okay.
I told
you, I'm
going
to
get y'all
up. Hey, man, y'all need to talk what y'all talking about, man. That fur wasn't fake. That shit was a lie.
He could buff my heart. He could buff the heart with that coat.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I ain't even going to that. And the man mentioned my name. I ain't saying shit to him.
Okay. Let me keep going. 708.
Come on, motherfuckers wearing fake meat.
3303. Your mic is open.
They
wearing
poodles, Todd.
3303.
What up,
this? What up, who this?
Bumpski.
Bumpski.
Yo, what up, everybody?
What's going on, Bump?
Uh-oh.
What up, Bump?
Not too much. We listening in, trying to find the subject. I'm like Terrell said, we're going to bet whatever we can handle, you know.
Right.
One day you might have a bankroll, might be broke the next day. So it depends what you're working with. But some people do be trying to outbet, though.
I believe that, too.
Hey, Bump, let me ask him this, Sam. Bump, but what's your opinion on why you think they trying to outbet? Is they trying to duck that ass with them?
Yeah, I believe that.
I don't get into all that. He said they were trying to duck that ass. Yo.
Hey, Bump.
What up, though?
Bump, this kid.
Yeah, I'm here. I hear you.
They say I'll be ducking. The last race me and you raced for, how much we raced for?
It was up there. I don't even remember the whole pot. I know it was, what, 6 by 6,000 or 7,000, somewhere up there.
Yeah, but they say I'll be ducking. I'm the only one paid it off. They say I'll be ducking, though.
I know it ran up there pretty high.
They say I'm ducking, though, Bob.
Who
say you ducking, Scans? Who think you ducking? I ain't never seen you on the phone. Hey, Scans, you know
what
said that? I've never seen you duck a race now. I'm going to give you that much credit. They say I'm trying to outbet them. I must be ducking or something.
I've seen you call out a bet and then turn around when the person say, well, Scan, I ain't trying to bet, but I've seen you go to whatever what they had.
I like that. Yeah, I do that.
And down
the way
you went. Yeah, I've seen you
there
do
you go.
Personally, with my own
I'm waiting on Big Turn, though. I'm the one that had Bump knock his ass out. I'm waiting on his soft ass. Get his ass up there. Go tow some old cars, boy, because I'm going to knock you out for talking that slick shit, boy. I hope you hear that.
Okay, thank
Steal
you.
My man. I'm going to knock your ass out. I'm going to punish you, boy. I'm going to punish your ass, boy.
You ain't going to
I think you scared. Oh, my goodness. Okay. 773-4309. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Sam? Big Will here.
What up, Big Will?
All right, fellas. How y'all doing?
Oh, everything good, brother.
Yeah,
what you got for us?
Headed down south. Huh?
You on your way down south?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we hitting the road.
Well, y'all be careful out there, man.
Yeah, no diggity, no doubt at all.
They say, I've talked to some people already that headed out early. They say them people sitting out there waiting on them to come down through that slide.
Ooh.
That right.
Well, y'all better take y'all time.
So my homie got popped off in Pulaski County. He said the man didn't have a radar. Say the police told him, I'm going to guesstimate how fast you was going.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. He say the only reason we made him pull him over, when he seen him, he tapped his brake, and the brake light come on. He said that's what he got behind him and told him, I'm going to guesstimate how fast you going, and wrote him a ticket. And they must appear down there. They don't do you can just send the money. You have to appear in Pulaski.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
y'all
that's why we came in early.
That's all
you say, Will?
Danny, goddamn, how much money you going to raise for? That's what we talking about.
Hello.
What's up, damn it?
Will, you there?
Yeah, yeah. What you say, partner?
Did you hear the subject for tonight?
How much money you going to raise for?
How much money who going to raise for?
How much money you going to raise for? That's what we talking about. Do it make a difference on that loot? $1,000 raise, $500 raise, $1,500 raise, do it make a difference what you raise for?
Right. Are they trying to engage or are they trying to outbet you? Oh,
right.
You know how they try to outbet you at times. But it depends on who you're talking to. You know, a lot of guys, some of these guys try to outbet you, that's all. And some of them just trying to get it in.
Will, let me ask you this. Why do you think they try to outbet you?
Because they don't want to race.
Oh.
There it is.
Okay.
There it is.
Now,
sure,
that's not all.
There
it
is. Stepped on.
That's not all case scenarios. But I know that touches a lot of people, I believe.
Yeah, that's a 90% of them.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody just texted me. Big Pern.
Hey, Shaq.
Big Pern.
Yeah. Yeah.
You open?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm open. You ain't nothing, man. I don't even want to say shit to you. Bump,
you know what? He just dropped. He dropped.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck Ken. I ain't talking to Ken.
Oh, he'll
I
be
tried
back
to lock
home.
Him in already. I tried to lock him in already. He ain't
want
to do nothing.
I want to.
You confirm you can talk to me?
With me?
You know who me is. That motherfucking Regal.
You got action already,
Todd. Oh, okay. I got action. But
I mean, you called me in the middle of the motherfucking night. We got to see. I mean,
you
got to talk. You called me in the middle of the motherfucking night.
You ain't never locked
I
in.
I mean, that's
shit.
What you
want to
talk to me over the mic? You want to talk to me over there?
We going to talk to some we gonna talk to some money folks.
All I told you is you got action. I
right. That's
you
all
action.
You said.
I ain't locking in with you no more. We had problems over lock-in. So I'm not locking in.
Yeah,
wrong,
yeah.
You, know,
you don't
want to
pay.
I'm
going to
do the y'all have a problem with the bet? Y'all have a problem with how much
no,
y'all
going to bet? No, he got to put his money in somebody's hand.
Oh, it's like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
Jesus,
man.
If it's right, I'll pay like a slot machine. If it ain't right, I ain't
shit. Shit. You shitting
uh-oh.
Me.
Hey, Todd. I'm
you shitting me.
This shit in the air because I'm sick of your mouth. When the fuck we locked in, did we not have, did we supposed to have a DP?
Hey, man.
Where was your money supposed to go? Where was your money
did you bring
to
your car to the track? Did you bring your car
your
to the track?
Exactly.
Was
you
your car
your
even
DP,
ready?
Man.
Your car that's wasn't even ready,
DP.
Man.
If your
knock
money
it
had,
off.
If you had, hey, I came out there to pay your pussy ass.
So
but
what you saying is your word. So what you saying is your word ain't shit.
Hey, Todd, you ain't even listening to him, man.
Because we didn't put our money in a DP hand. You tell
him
your word ain't shit.
Hey, Todd, you're not listening to him, Todd. Todd, you're not even listening to him. He said he
came
out there to pay you. Let him sit it.
I came all the way out there knowing my car wasn't ready, I came all the way out there to pay you, and motherfucker, you didn't put your money in that DP van like we agreed to. So don't fucking come to me with that weak ass shit.
Ooh,
hey, man,
you
know what you say.
You can own well all you want to, and I think
so
you can run
your
mouth all you
shit.
Can, but I see, well, you, exactly. That's what it is, then. That's what it is. My word
yeah,
ain't
that's
shit.
What you're telling
right?
me. You're telling me your word
exactly.
ain't shit.
That's why I say when I get your ass in the bin, you ain't got to worry about it. My money will be putting your ass.
Well, everybody on the phone, y'all know Big Perm word ain't shit, so make sure y'all
okay.
he put his money
I'll
up against you right here.
We trying to fight, make sure y'all don't try to upset each other. That's what we talking about.
Ask any motherfucker who got
what
my money in the bank. Ask any motherfucker that erased me if my motherfucking word ain't shit.
Your word ain't
so
shit.
It don't matter how much money you got.
What
my 300 is
worse.
I'm cool with that. I got as much money as you, whack motherfucker. Who wants to know how much money I
ain't got shit. I'm broke.
my topic.
I'm really broke. I need that 300 you owe me.
Now, shit.
I'm broke, and I'm motherfucking. If I had that 300 that you owe me, I probably could take my girl on a date.
I tell you what, put your money in DP, man, in the hands like we agreed to. And when the fuck you don't hold up to your agreement, what part am I supposed to hold up to if you ain't holding up to what you
said? So you said.
Hey, Hold on.
Who's the
DP man? Hey, Big Pun. Who's the DP man? Shuck.
Okay, so what was
your name? Hey, Skin. Listen to this. This is my word, man.
Yeah.
I called Chuck. All the way
no, your word ain't
kid.
Shit. You already proved that.
Hey, man, listen,
hold on,
Todd.
Let the man talk, Todd. God damn, man. We can straighten some shit off. Let the man talk.
I called Chuck all the way from the motherfucking city. I told Chuck to pay that man. Then I said, no, Chuck, I'm on my way out there. I said, did that man give you his money? He said, no, that motherfucker ain't gave me shit. I said, well, ain't no motherfucker.
You wasn't there. What I had to give my money for?
Hold on, Ty. Let us go.
Go on, man. My motherfucking team is there. My team was there. I told my DP man was
suck
there.
Suck a
team. My money in his pocket.
Okay,
my
you
DP
right.
Man
hold
was
on,
there.
Ty.
My
damn.
DP man was there.
Hold on. Hey, but Big Pern. So let me ask you a question. So, Chuck didn't come asking for the money, so why is that stopping you from paying him if you know you locked in with him? I'm just asking the question.
Chuck didn't have to get it. Chuck, the DP man, Chuck don't have to ask him for no money. He's supposed to lock his money in.
No, that ain't what I'm saying. That ain't what I asked you. Perm, that's not what I'm asking you. I said, since Chuck didn't come ask him for the money, I'm saying, why is that a reason for you not to pay him? I'm just asking a question.
Because he was supposed to run. He's supposed to give his money to the DP. Our agreement was give your money to the DP man. That was our agreement.
Okay, well, can I say this? Let me say this, though. I don't know what the agreement was. But when you came to the track, Big Perm, can I finish, though? But I'm only asking you a question. I just said, okay, I understand all that. Now can I ask you what I want to ask you? If you don't want to talk to me, tell me, shut the fuck up. I heard you talking, let me finish. Perm, could you just cool chill out, man? God damn. Anytime I try to say something, you keep saying, go ahead.
Go ahead, kid.
Perm, because you ain't trying to get it on with, man. That's showing that your mouth not shit because you're not letting it get it over with. Let me get it over with. Turn. When I heard you
that
talking,
that ain't even
me.
That ain't even me talking. Skin.
Let me finish,
that's
man.
Me
would you know?
Oh,
okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hey, Turn. When I heard you talking at the track, you said, Ty, I'm not paying you because it's raining. You didn't say shit about no DP man. I heard that come out your mouth. So why would you say that if the only reason you're not paying? But you ain't letting me finish, though, Pearl. If the only reason you're not paying him is because of the DP man, why that ain't what you said? You said, I'm not paying you shit because it was raining and I ain't bring my car. You ain't say shit about your car wasn't ready or none of that. You was trying to make excuse because you didn't want to pay to me. That was my opinion. So that's why it sound like that your mouth.
I understand all that. But like I said again, I came out there to pay the man. But the man didn't give his man money to the DP. So all that shit is null and void. If the fuck you didn't put your money up, motherfucker, the money on the wood makes the bet good. So if you ain't got your
did the DP man have your money?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, Big Sham, can you get Chuck on the phone? Because that's a damn lie.
Yeah. Let me keep going through the line. I got a few more lines open. Let me just open these lines. We're going to clear it up in 1 second. Perm, I can text Chuck. I'll text Chuck. Let me open up these lines. 312-1064. Your mic is open. Hello? Oh, there goes Chuck right there. They not saying nothing.
Turn Chuck on, Sham.
Chuck.
Let him get it straight.
Chuck.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I was at the either on the way to the track. Yeah, I was on the way to the track. Perm hit me, said, "Man, you got some money on you?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Pay Todd." I said, "All right, cool." I get to the right when we about to pull up to the track, my phone ring again. It's Perm. He said, "I'm on my way there. I'm going to take care of it." So I was out of it. So I stood there. I
okay,
looked at Todd. We were all standing around there.
Because he's lying. He's
okay,
talking
so,
about talking some other shit, man. Would you tell
so
him
did
that,
you
though,
have,
Chuck?
So did you have Big Perm money?
Because he didn't give
Chuck.
You the money.
Chuck, did you have
Big
Perm money?
It was understood that I would give you the money if you wanted it. I would give you
no,
the money because he'd give it back to me.
What? No, 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 no. That's not what
right,
he said.
Right.
He
no,
said
no,
that he
you're
had
not,
that you had his.
I just asked the question.
Hold on, Skid. Let me say what I want to say. Chuck, Perm is saying is that he had you had his $300.
Hey, Todd. I said I asked him to pay you for me, so that's good as my mother.
Yeah, no. You said that Chuck had your lock in, and he didn't have mine. That's
okay,
what you
but said. He didn't have your whatever. Hey, if he my DP man, and I tell him you put that money up.
No,
for
no,
me.
No, no,
he
no,
goes,
no. You said
that,
you put $300 in his hand.
You said it's raining.
And it's all
you ain't
some bullshit.
Shit about no DP
he just
man.
Don't want to pay.
So that's all I'm saying is that
hey,
you're
hey,
saying
hey,
some
hey,
different
look,
shit.
Now, you can play in your ass all you want to, and I don't give a fuck because it don't matter because I know what I'm going to do. Any motherfucker don't want to lock in with me, don't lock in with me. Simple as that. But, bitch, ain't no money problem.
I can't tell
no,
I'm gonna leave it like that, and y'all can say whatever else the fuck y'all want to do without me. I'm done. Well, let me intercede.
You know, that this is...
I wish you could say, y'all, this is like a conversation that needed
to be talked about with this lock-in garbage, because it's unnecessary. If you it's crazy. That's just crazy. You lock in, you should pay. Who is that with that background noise? Listen, you got background noise and y'all need to mute y'all mic.
I don't have a background noise. I mean,
somebody got some background noise.
Sam, you heard everything that was said. So that's letting the motherfucker know who on bullshit and who ain't.
I said, I did and everybody else did. So you got to make your own assumption or whatever you want to. People don't know the whole deal, the whole scenario. But from what they did, you know, you can take from what you heard. So I mean, only y'all know what happened.
You ain't got it.
Right.
The
bottom
line
is, if you lock in you don't show or you don't pay, you need to pay or whatever. If you lock
right.
in and
it
you don't raise.
Thing, no, he got to put the money in. He got to put the money in Chuck's hand and all that shit. If that's what they agreed on, Chuck just said that he called him and told him, that's all right. So all that shit, man, that shit sound good. I don't care, man, that you get perm. You cool with me. All I'm telling you is the shit sound like a crock of shit. You should have paid the man. I want to raise you, and I want you to put that money together like peanut butter and jelly. You know what I'm talking about?
You better do it.
I want you to put
your
hands in the sky. You got to put all that, man. Because guess what? See, Ty just want to talk and ain't got nothing to talk about. Because I told his dumbass when he locked in with you, he don't even know you like that. So he the dumbass, really. I ain't glad that you ain't paying him, because that called him a left.
Hey, Skin, when you grow up with a person,
you
kind of think you know him. You know, if you grew up with a person, you kind of think you know him.
I didn't know you grew up with him. I don't know.
I didn't know that. So,
okay.
I apologize.
Well, then shut your
dumb
ass up.
There you go. I'm going to shut my dumb ass up. But guess what?
I grew up with Shannon and Sherman. And I would expect them to pay if they lose or some shit.
But guess what?
Hey, Sham.
But you still got to know. You
Sham,
still got to know who you think on Humbug and who you think.
Hey, listen.
That ain't on Humbug.
Listen. I'm going to the next caller. 773-2199. Your mic is open.
Man, fuck that shit they talking about, man. That shit old. Leave that bullshit alone.
You would say that because you ain't used to that strength.
Yeah, Hootie. But you know what, everybody want to say it's old, but they ain't the one that get paid. With their
You know what?
Hey, shit old, motherfucker. That shit ain't old.
Hey, it's
just another motherfucker. No, it's over with. Look, it's done and over with. Motherfuckers just handle it a different way. Motherfuckers just handle the shit a different way.
They
put it together like
people.
That's
all.
I handle mouth in a different way. I ain't worried about it.
And,
I'm going to get mine. Know that.
Hootie and Skin.
What's up, Hootie? I didn't know that was you, Hootie.
Yeah, that was Hootie.
Go ahead,
Shannon. I knew that was Hootie with his drunk ass.
Hey, but let me tell y'all this.
I ain't drunk, motherfucker. I'm high. Hey.
Hey, Hootie, I know you're a weed head. Y'all know if just like just like Skin said, if it was you, you would have something to say about it. So therefore,
well,
I do
went
think
the same, I went through the same thing, Shannon. I ain't worried about it. I just know how
But you know what, Bernard? It's
Thank
not
you,
really
Bird,
about
Angry
the money.
Bird, God damn it.
It's not
Angry
about
Bird.
The money.
Hey,
don't say Bernard.
Hey,
say Angry Bird.
It's not about the money.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna say something. Hold on. Hey, Shannon, hold on. Hey, I'm going to say something. This real talk. And near one of them motherfuckers had no reason locking in no motherfucking way. And near one of them motherfucking cars is ready when they're supposed to race any motherfucking way. So
it don't matter.
Hell, I was at the track.
Hey, Hootie.
I was at the
man,
track.
You, man,
my
car. Sorry, your car wasn't ready, man. Your car wasn't ready to join.
How?
Stop
how
lying,
it wasn't, and I was at
stop
the track?
Lying. When you broke your trash, Shannon,
oh, wow.
It's when your car was ready that day. Stop lying, Jesus.
Hey,
come on, Todd.
Hey, Shannon. Hey, Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, day,
was I at the track with my car?
Yep.
And was I? What? Didn't I make passes?
Yep.
Man, I'm not talking about then.
So
I'm
was I ready
about,
to race?
Your car supposed to been ready, man.
No. We were supposed to race on that date. That's the date we were locked in for.
Right.
And that's the date I brought my car, and that's the date he did not bring his car. So
exactly.
To me, you would think he owed me $300. I was there with a car, and he was not there with a car. And we were locked in for that day.
Okay, let me keep – hold on, y'all. Hey, Ruff, your mic
is
open.
Hey, man, ask me the question, shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Ruff, your mic is open.
Hello?
Hey,
go ahead.
Don't go there.
Let me ask you a question.
I don't give a fuck.
Listen. Hey, Todd.
Yes, I'm listening, Sherman.
Hey, you didn't want to pay Jeff when you didn't get a chance to race when you were sick, and you felt
you right.
You
but guess
like
what?
But you still
did he
you
get
didn't
back?
Die.
Did he get? Hold
you
on.
Paid him
did he get paid?
Like
did he get paid?
You did, but you don't
matter as long as he got paid. He got
but
paid.
I'm
just
yeah.
If you want to pay somebody, it got nothing to do with paying. He got paid.
I paid him.
I'd have
the first time I seen him, that his
regardless
money.
Of if he didn't decide not like he didn't want to pay him, he paid him. That's all that counts.
He
right.
Didn't
want
to pay
all
him.
All that
counts,
he paid,
thing.
Man.
I
all
did,
that other shit,
you're
they
right.
Wanted
I did want to pay him. You know what? Hold on. Let me say why I didn't want to pay him. Because I also grew up with Jeff, too, and I figured we was better than that. I was in the hospital half dead. I'm like,
but,
damn, Jeff, you still want me to pay
Hey, Todd. Hey, Todd, leave that shit alone, bitch. You supposed to pay. I don't give a fuck if you're on your deathbed.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, stop that. You grew up with him. You better than
Todd,
that.
Todd.
But stop getting it. Hey, Todd, stop getting emotional, boy. Stop. Right. Stop all that. Because you grew up with him and you better than that.
Okay, you're right. The whole thing is,
hey, Tate,
because
you know what you sound like? Todd, you sound like Tate. Motherfuckers want to get out the lockup money and come out, we better than that. Suck my dick with that
hey,
shit, man.
They,
this is a fucking business.
Change the subject.
This is a business. Hey, Chef,
yep.
Ain't this a business? You got a talk show. Ain't this a fucking business?
It is.
Fuck you look like you on the talk show and the shit being recorded and motherfuckers locking in and now all of a sudden it's some other shit. Come on, man. It's a business, boy. Somebody getting paid
yeah,
on this shit, man. Be that shit in Rome, man. I'm just saying, no matter how you grew up, he just had a topic on do friends race friends. Fuck that friend shit, man. If you somebody's friend, you still supposed to pay him. You're supposed to pay him quicker. If you his motherfucking friend, you should go to his mama's house and pay him. You should pay
that's
his
right.
mama if you die.
You're right. Otherwise, you should
have
listen,
y'all friends until y'all pull in them beans. And the friendship go out the window till you get to the 1320.
Before you get to the beans, you need to be honorable enough to pay if you don't raise.
Yes.
If you lock in, don't lock in if you don't know what the hell you doing. Don't lock in. You ain't got no business locking in if you ain't got nothing to do. And just like he said, if you my friend and we lock in, you supposed to pay like a slot machine, period. Even if you
that's
ain't
right.
my
that's
friend.
Then you pay somebody else.
Hey, Sam. What's the name? LeBron James and goddamn it, what's the name, friend? But when they get on that motherfucking court, they're enemies. Sit there until that motherfucking clock stop ticking. All that shit ain't nothing.
That's
man.
Right.
That shit
that's
is
right.
some garbage, man.
He right about that.
708.
You ain't keeping it real, man.
None of y'all, my friend.
708-8129. Your mic is open.
If I catch one of you hoes that
hey,
track on the side, of me, ain't none of y'all, my friend.
Hey, what's going on? Who is this?
This is Sam.
Sam.
Yeah.
What up, Sam?
Nothing much. What's happening with y'all?
Man, everything good,
what
brother.
What up, Sam?
Not much, man. I was listening to all that commotion and shit.
Yeah, well, you know, some stuff, it need to be cleared out. You know, you got to, you know, brothers, they fight, they argue, you know, but it need to be cleaned up. So it don't be no
oh,
mess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I hope they got that shit done and over with.
You know.
Shit, I still ain't got my money.
Well, you might not get it.
Hey, you know what? Hey, let me tell you this, Todd. Let me tell you this. A long time ago, somebody we raised somebody. Me and Ruff, we raised somebody. We gave him five and a shake, and ran his ass down. And he said a cop pulled out, and he didn't pay. I made this comment last week. Now, is it worth you going back and forth with him over $300 fucky ass? No. I'm telling you, no, it's not. Now, you don't mess with him, or you put the money in somebody else's hand. That's the bottom line up top. Ain't no need of you keep talking about it. Either you going to just not mess with him at all, or you going to lock your money in with somebody else. But it ain't worth you keep talking about $300 over nothing. It just don't make sense.
And I'm not saying
that you're wrong.
Right.
I'm just saying
right.
It don't make sense for you to go and get in trouble or
beating
a
dead horse.
Yeah, it don't make sense.
Yeah.
So just man,
right.
Don't mess with them. Don't mess with them or lock your money in with somebody else. Period. No, you can't. You
Sham.
Can't like the person that I'm talking about. I don't mess with them at all. I ain't got nothing. I don't even want to race the man. I don't want to do nothing with him because you didn't pay. And if it would have been me, I'm going to pay. I don't care who it is, what it is, my mama, I'm going to pay her. So, no, that's over and done with. Let me go.
But
to Sham, the next
you know
caller.
One thing, too, Sham? Well, hold on,
yeah,
Sham,
go ahead.
Do that. You know one thing, though? And now when you lock in, you're supposed to put the money in a DP man hand, so all this type of confusion won't
well,
get going.
But hold on.
Hey, who is that?
See,
who is
this was another subject once we talked about, I think it was last week. It's certain people that you feel like you shouldn't have to. Who is that? Somebody got some background noise, really?
Who is that?
It's certain people that I don't have. I mean, as long as I've been racing, I never had to lock my money. I didn't race Skin. Skin had his money in his pocket. The Trans Am boys, I ain't never had to lock no money in with them. Yeah, we didn't race I don't know how many times. They had their money, I had my money. But in what you said, to keep down confusion, you should give it to somebody else. But thus far, all these years, with certain people, I never had to do that. But some people you just can't do that with. You just can't do it. You got to put your money in somebody else's hands.
Certain people.
I think to keep confusion down, you should just do it anyway.
Exactly. That's my point. That's all I was saying. Anyway.
Okay.
You go down south, them boys put it in somebody's hand.
Yeah, they do it here too.
Big Sham.
Yes, sir.
All this talk about lockups and paying people, I just got a text somebody that owed me some lockup money to finna pay me.
Well, that's a good thing.
I guess I did get something out of all this.
That's a good thing. It's okay to come to your senses or... That's a good thing.
No, it ain't that person. It's a different person. No,
okay.
That person still ain't paying. It's a
well,
different person.
Since they called you on the show, hit me with a little something. 773-3490. Your mic is open.
773-3490. This asshole passed me up.
Who?
It's my boss.
Who?
I get it now. He didn't want to take the
hear who that is.
312. They're doing everything else. Got that in it on the mic.
312-4140. Your mic is open. 4140.
Hello?
Yeah.
Man, that's all fella.
What up, Tom?
Fuck you, pussy ass, Hootie. But now, you know, I want to make a statement of time. You know, you're tripping about that little lockup money, but that goes back just like when you sell bogus parts and you don't want to honor.
Yes, he do.
we still got a corporate over here that we bought from you, but we sucked it up. we still fuck with you.
Hold on. Don't act like I sold you no. I sold you a brand new motherfucker.
So here we go.
Here we go.
Okay.
So you said we talking about
brand
new?
Hold on.
Y'all getting sisters on the phone?
Are you saying it was you?
and we ain't. I still got the carburetor still to this day, and we still cool.
Are you saying it was you? Are you saying it was
the
you?
The carburetor was defective, and you didn't take it back.
But hold on. Are you saying I sold you a used carburetor?
No, I'm saying you sold me a defective carburetor.
I sold you a brand new carburetor from the store, and you say something was wrong with it.
And
a brand new piece of shit.
Yeah, it was. I'm not saying it wasn't.
Okay.
What did you want
you
me to do?
Are you admitting?
No, I'm not admitting. I'm admitting to what you saying. If you said it was fucked up, I'm going to break it.
Hey, Todd, tell him parts is as is, just like cars is as is.
Truly,
lockup ain't as is.
Exactly.
Especially if you buying a U or some shit off the
street. When you buying a part, man, that's as is. If you buy a big screen TV, that bitch go out, you can't take it back.
Shit,
right.
I don't know where you buy your shit from.
31
no,
dollars.
You buy from the store, you can. But if you buy it off the street,
from no
you can.
Whoever said that dumbass remark, I didn't say from the store. Every motherfucker know you can take it back from the store. That's why you don't pay the store price.
Hey, I don't care who your boy can't
take
it back. You got a manufacturer's warranty still.
And that's what I told you to do to it. Send it back to Barry Grant.
Yeah.
because it was brand new in the fucking box.
And hey, that motherfucker
still
yeah,
could take it back. He could have taken it back.
I know that.
Hey, check it out.
Hey,
check it out, though. Hey, Todd.
Yes?
You sold a picture for that coat, didn't you?
No, I don't have no fake meat, sir. My meat costs $3,000.
Okay.
It's sitting in the closet
hey,
right now.
Hey,
yeah.
That motherfucker picture
I don't
boy
have no
had
fake
on cost $30. That motherfucker picture boy had on cost $30 on Madison. You got that motherfucker on Madison in the shop.
Terrell. Terrell.
Hey, Shorty, don't be talking about my side of town, Shorty.
Ain't
yeah,
no
go
fake
ahead.
Meats over here, Terrell. You got to talk to Preacher Boy about that shit.
Hey, Todd, why are you always trying to clarify yourself? Man, we just cracking a joke, man.
And I'm just making it clear.
Over there on that, but you ain't got to make it clear, man. You always trying to prove something to somebody. That's why Big Sham said your car light, man. Because you're trying to prove something to somebody. How the fuck Big Sham know your car light? Damn, man, but you always trying to what you doing. Because
you know
man,
I got fiberglass bumpers.
Well, how
hey,
you know
yeah,
sure. You must have showed it to him.
Because I told him.
Well, tell
hey,
us
hey,
you talk too damn much.
Shorty.
You're a stupid kid, man. Talk too goddamn. He's my man, man, but he know he talk too much. I would never tell him nothing about my car. He's a goddamn fool.
Hey, 7-7-08-49-33. Your mic is over.
I don't want nobody to know you got no real meat, man. Stop telling so much.
This is for Todd.
708-4933.
Yeah, this for Todd.
Maybe.
Todd?
Yes?
Use a no-pan motherfucker yourself.
Who is this?
Yeah. Yeah, Todd's a no-pan motherfucker. He's full of shit.
Well, who is this?
Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, Todd.
Damn,
Todd. Damn, like,
yeah.
Hey, Todd, are you going to say something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting for whoever it is to say
who is this?
I just told you who it was.
That's Meechie, man. That's Meechie. I know who it is. That's Big Meech.
You say what? That's Big Meech.
That's Big Earl.
Yeah, you motherfucker. Yeah, I clicked in for your stinking ass.
Now, you say what now? Come on, wait. You say what now?
Yeah, you ain't finished paying him, Todd.
Hey, man, you talking about some shit that's over 10 years old that you
had
to get out of here. You could have been
fucking 3 years ago.
Hey,
it doesn't matter.
Off,
you should have been fucking
pay back for yourself.
You right. I owe you some big block headers, right? All right. Give me my money I gave you back, and I'm going to give you some motherfucking headers.
Uh-oh.
Now.
Here we go.
When you want.
Give me what?
When you want. Give me the money I already gave you, and I'm going to give you some motherfucking headers. When you want them.
Meechie,
you
said you're
going to
be
some
big block headers, man.
Okay, what you got then? Fuck is you talking about? Don't tell me about no shit from 10 years ago.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
You talking about you don't need them no more.
Money,
I owe you some headers, so that's what I'm going to give you. Give me my money
give me
back,
some
and you got
smart
some headers
ass.
Coming. You say what?
I said give me some with your smart ass.
Okay, give me take that same money I gave you back to the person that gave it to you. And I'm going to bring you some headers.
Okay, bring them to me then. I sure can't wait till you get here with them. It'll be 10 motherfucking years before you get here with them.
You're right, because it's been 10 years in already anyway. So let's make it 20.
I wouldn't give
now,
a fuck if it was 30 years.
When you get that money back to the person that gave it to you, I'm going to bring you some headers.
I got it already.
Oh, you got
shit.
It already? You got it already?
Yeah, I've been got it.
Okay, I'm gonna bring it back to you, and then I'll pick that up from you.
Man, motherfucker been a died and turned over 10 times before you been made it.
Well, that'd be good. Yeah. Then I give it to somebody in your family then.
Yeah.
Hey, Todd.
Somebody in your
hey,
family.
Hey,
has some letters.
Somebody on the speakerphone,
hey,
man.
Hey,
yeah,
hey, I got a new topic.
Go ahead.
I want to make up my new topic for the next 5 minutes. Can I talk about it?
Go ahead.
My new topic is Why do motherfuckers get smart with motherfuckers that hold them? Todd Bogus been a mother. Let him talk, man. You the one old him. It don't matter if it was 30 years.
Let
make
talk.
You look like a damn fool. But you ain't know. You replying, motherfucker, this and that. It was 10 years and all. Hey, man, if I wish I could hold a motherfucker 30,000. He can say what the fuck he want to say. I still got the 30,000. Man, he can say all he want because he right. He right. I didn't pay him. He right. God damn, man. You arguing with a motherfucker, man. You know the man cool, man. Leave that shit alone, man. You wrong, Todd. But you don't want Big Pern to talk slick. Big Pern on you. Really, that's what you say. Y'all locked in. Man, leave that shit alone. He shouldn't even be arguing. He know he got away with 300. He should leave that shit alone, man. I wish y'all let me get away with some money, but I'm going to pay off like a slot machine. Let me get away with some.
That's all I'm saying.
I ain't taking up for nobody, man.
I ain't got away with shit, man.
Hey, Brian, I'm going to tell you, man. Nobody talking about what you're talking about. You don't owe nobody $10. I don't owe nobody shit. You don't owe nobody, Big Brian. I don't want to fight you over no money. I can go to jail over $300. It ain't worth it.
Hey, Brian, you ain't going to jail over 300. I'm not trying to challenge you or nothing, but you owe a motherfucker. Now go on, start gangbanging. You owe a motherfucker. I ain't going to jail over 300. So when you see me start gangbanging, motherfucker, because you owe them. Man, shut up. I'm just saying, you said you going to gangbang with a motherfucker because you owe a motherfucker. Then you start gangbanging with a motherfucker because you owe them.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, man. Man, y'all
got
it, man.
Keep
talking
with
me. Keep fucking with me, and I will.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I promise you I'm going to fuck with you every time I see you, motherfucker. Fuck you talking about, boy. Every time I see you, I'm going to fuck with you. You don't like it, you know what to do. Start gangbanging, motherfucker.
630-1551.
You want to meet me right now? I'll meet you in South Chicago right now. Start gangbanging, motherfucker.
I'm going to go back. Motherfucker, I'm sitting up here right now. Come on up here. I'm up here right now in my yard.
Hey, Steve, if you go up there, could you get my 300 for me?
If he gangbang, I'm going to have to get it. If he start gangbanging, I'm going to have to get it. I'm going to have to get all he got.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, if he don't gangbang, I can't get it, Todd. I'm just letting you know.
8057 South Chicago.
I understand that, but I don't want to gangbang. I said I'll come up there and watch you gangbang. I'm going to watch you.
I don't want to gangbang either, but a motherfucker's going to make me gangbang. Don't make me owe you nothing.
I just went by the conversation.
Shannon, you don't run a respectable show.
I don't.
You got havoc on your shit.
Oh my goodness. Y'all are something else. Y'all are really something else.
Hey, Big Perm, you too motherfucking violent. I don't think I want to say nothing else to you, Perm, because you too
motherfucking ain't no violence in me, man. But there ain't no motherfucker gonna make me pay nothing. I don't feel like I owe. That's just simple. Period.
Ain't nobody trying to make you pay, man.
I don't care what you do.
I think he's trying to bully people because he's big.
I know what I said. I know what I locked into, and it didn't happen the way it was supposed to. So fuck it.
Right?
Hey, I know what you said
when you was at the track. You said it's raining.
Hey, Todd. Todd, I ain't going to gangbang with you. You can just come by my house and pick your carburetor up.
I forgot where you live.
Hey, Todd, it sounds like you're paymaster yourself.
Hey, Todd, you need to pay for that carburetor.
No. Hey, hold on, Sham. Hold on, Sham. I sold that man a brand new carburetor that he said something was wrong with it. It was brand new.
I ain't just talking about him.
I'm talking about the other guy came on, too, and said you was a bad paymaster.
Oh, man, I ain't trying to hear that shit.
You talking about it was 10 years ago. It don't matter if it was 125 years ago. If you didn't pay the man, you didn't pay him.
Hold on. No. Fuck all that. Let me say what I got to say. The man went to jail for fucking 10 years. You think the headers was still there?
You sound like a bully. I sound like a bully.
Hey, Shannon, just listen to what I'm saying. The man went to jail for 10 years. You think I still had the headers?
I don't know.
You should have given it to me, motherfucker.
I just answered the question. Do you think the headers will still be there after 10 fucking years?
Maybe.
I got headers
that's been laying there for 10 years.
Hey, well, you know what? I still got them, and they got rusted holes all the way through them. I'm going to bring them to them because that's what I owe them.
Hey,
I owe them same headers. I still got them.
The carburetor still looks brand new. It ain't rusted. It's still shiny.
Hey, and that was damn near 10 years ago. Shit.
Let me shift this a little bit.
So what you saying is all time heal all wounds. That's what you saying, Todd?
No, time don't heal all wounds. Time my bogus over some shit from 10 years ago.
No, not me. Listen, when Big Pern, after 10 years, you better not say nothing else about this 300.
Oh, after 10 years, I probably won't say nothing no more. I might not say nothing about
Big Pern, when these years get the one out, you ain't got the game, baby.
I left the shit out.
Stay away, Big Pern. We don't want the game, baby.
Hey, real talk. I've been knowing God all my life, so I wouldn't give a fuck if we argue about this shit for the next 20 years. It don't matter to me.
Champ, open up some more fans.
Okay, now I like that, Big Pern.
We wide open.
Hey, Big Pern, you the gentleman in the scholar, but you the one talking about you going to gangbang and shit, man. You need to stop that shit, Big Pern.
Hey, I don't know how you going to gangbang and we in the same game. How you gonna game back with me and we in the same game?
Maybe he'll renegade.
You need a perm in your motherfucking head. Big Pern, with your nappy head ass. How you gonna game back?
Hey, Big Pern, how we gonna game back when we in the same game?
Maybe he'll renegade.
Hey, Todd, not only are we in the same game, but we're in the same family, truly.
Right, so how we going to gangbang?
Boy, they're a renegade.
He
could be an outlaw.
Hey, I'm convinced, Todd, he meant that gangbanger for me. He was just you as a decoy. You as a traffic.
Oh,
yeah, that's what he meant, now. I'm waiting for you, motherfucker. That's why
you in a different game. You in a different game.
Hey, Todd.
Get the fuck out of here,
little baby night. I'm in the
Todd.
Yeah.
Somebody say they're going to blow your ass out with a small block.
Okay. What kind of car is the small block in? I don't hear all that shit.
It's in a G-body.
Do it got stock suspension?
Yep.
Tell them lock their ass in.
Gee,
we ain't got to talk about too much or nothing. You vouching for them?
Nope. I'm just telling you, I got the message on my phone. I'm looking to see if they still on here.
I locked their motherfucking ass in.
Yeah, they're still on.
All I need is a motherfucker to vouch for whoever it is.
Who is this? Wait a minute.
I'm still on.
You on. Who is this?
It's Angry Bird, God dang it.
Yeah, you on here. Go ahead.
Angry Bird Angry?
Yeah, y'all not talking about shit. They talking about who is shit. Damn, sissy.
No, we finna get a lock-in right now. Just hold on.
Hey, wait a minute. Who is this? 773-3033. Your mic is open.
What's happening, Sam?
What up? Who this?
This nephew, man.
What up, nephew?
What's good, man?
Slow motion, brother.
Sorry,
sorry I missed out on y'all event, man, but I had a death in the family, man. So, I heard you guys had a lot of fun, man.
Oh, we did. It was a great event. It was a great
appreciate
event.
Appreciate the love, Raylo. FP out there.
Yeah, he's still on here.
Yeah, this big term, I want to say shout out to Raylo, man. That was I should have shout him out earlier, but I want to shout him out now, man. That was a great time, man.
I'll shout him out now after you start the game, man.
Hey, hold on, Bernard. Bernard.
I'm the one through that party.
Angry Bird, goddammit.
Fuck you, skin. I ain't gonna
never
mention you again.
Yes, sir.
Somebody
what you got?
I'm through that party, motherfucker. Well, I
guess
I'm gonna skin dumbass to get out. Midget.
Oh.
Who is that?
All I want is the brakes from your pickup truck, goddamn. I'm tired of chasing your little ass.
That's Angry
Bird.
Who is it? Angry Bird, goddammit.
Don't worry about it, they're gonna race tonight.
Who the fuck is Angry Bird?
I just told you the Trans Am boy.
I Angry Bird is.
Bernard, the Trans Am boy.
Man, I'm not getting that bitch shit. I'm gonna get as much shit as you can.
You can spread that motherfucker to the judge when it's side out. Give me the break.
Well, I'm not giving you nothing. Why don't you give me something and I'm gonna run on motor? Nah.
No, I don't know if you're on motor. Just spray the motherfucker.
How the fuck you don't know if I'm on motor? You gonna see the spray on the motherfucker. I'm gonna take it off.
Well, I don't want to see shit.
I'm asking the host a question, bitch. Shut up.
Ask the host a question.
Hey, Sam, could you answer that for me, Sam?
What's the question, kid?
He don't believe I'm on the motor. He don't believe that I'm on the motor, but I gotta believe that he on the motor. I'm gonna show him.
I'm gonna show him.
Okay, Sam.
Hey,
would you tell him I'm gonna show. Hey, Sam. I'm gonna show him I'm on the motor. He said he don't believe me.
He wouldn't know what
he
was looking at anyway. So what's the compromise?
And I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at.
What's the compromise?
Get his ass down like he did. You've been racing them same rust ass lips for years, nigga.
I've been knocking my
on that week,
dog.
See the bottle on that week, bitch.
Hello.
See the bottle on that week, bitch.
All you want to.
See the bottle on that week, bitch.
You big
time.
I hit on you before. I'm going to do it again.
See the bottle on that week, bitch.
Leave your turbos on and breaking up and smoking and shit. Leave them weak ass turbos on.
Please bet him a G.
Oh,
I bet you I go, but he got to put some money in somebody's hand.
I sure hope you go this year.
I bet you I gap his ass. If I don't gap him, and I'm going to run on the motor, and I bet you if I don't gap him, he win. Fuck is you talking about?
That's
a
lock your ass in, Hootie. Lock your ass in, Hootie. If I don't gap him, he win. I trust you. Come on.
Hold on.
I'm going to gap the fuck out of Big Perm.
Damn.
And I'm going to run on the motor.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
I like
just
him,
the
thing.
You
want to
lock in,
shit.
Hootie?
Do
you
want to
lock in?
Like
okay. Do you want to
lock in?
Let you
lock in and run me on the motor like that, motherfucker.
No. I said Big Perm.
Yeah, I thought, no, fuck that. Poke your chest out with me, motherfucker.
Okay, get on the motor. Come on. Get on the motor. I'm
going to
get on
the
motor.
Hey.
That's
hey,
my thought.
Get on the motor.
Hey,
Hootie,
I'm going
to get on
the motor.
Somebody saying
that
Rudy on the
motor.
Man, come on.
Strangler's ain't
I'm sure he will.
28. I've been knowing Stokes since he was about 4 years old. I trust him too. Fuck it. Y'all
hey, hold on.
All you
hey, Meatball. You open.
Fuck
hey, Skin.
Meatball.
Skin, how you
on? Hold on. Let's get this lock in first. Stokes was trying to lock in. Come on.
Oh, what they locking in?
On 29 on his phone. Fuck what he talking about.
So, hey. Somebody just said that Stokes wanted to lock in. He liked that bet. Come on.
Hold on. Is he Stokes?
I'm the baddest motherfucker.
You know what?
Now.
Stokes at work.
Sound like some breaking up going on.
I run. Hey, I don't work out.
Me on the motor.
Me, Hootie.
What
kind of
run you on the motor?
What you say, Terrell?
Run me on the motor.
I will run you on a motor. What you'll give me with your back half big tire car?
Nothing.
I will.
Shannon, you have back half big tire car?
I can't run you like that, then.
Huh?
I can't run you like that, then.
I'm handicapped, man.
Oh, well, I don't want no trouble then, Terrell. But I will run you on a motor.
I'm the baddest motherfucker on 29.
But you're going to give me something. You might be. But you might be.
6180. Who was that? Let's see. Meatball.
Man, what's going on, Sham?
What up, baby? How you feel?
Man, I just on the show, you know, taking some of this anger these people got on the show. Where Skin is at, man?
Skin, he on
the road. He got his midget ass on there somewhere.
Who looking for Skin? Who looking for Skin?
It's Meatball, baby. How you doing, Skin?
What's up with your sweet
Hello?
Ass? Hold on.
Where that weak motherfucking truck you got?
Oh, you always peeking on the truck. Meatball.
Man, fuck him. Fuck Skins. And whoever got something, anybody got something wrong with me picking on this damn truck?
Wait, who picking on my truck?
What you trying to raise this truck with?
Hey, Skins, that Trailblazer, what's up, man? Are we going to get this done?
Yeah, we're going to get it done. I ain't still no motherfucking Trailblazer. As long as the Trailblazer ain't got no nitrous and no supercharger. I mean, not nitrous. I'm sorry. No turbo, no supercharger. I like that. Come on.
Oh, my God. You like what? Hey, long as you ain't got no motherfucker. Listen, long as you ain't got no front wheel on your shit, I like that, stupid motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck what your Trailblazer got.
That's stupid.
Who is it?
Hey, Todd,
who
you
who
always
in there with it,
man. They're not going to race no fucking G-body, man. What you leave that shit alone, Todd? God damn, you
hey,
Todd,
what
you doing? They trying to race me.
Hey, Skin, hold on, Skin. Is that Todd with the white Regal?
Yeah.
You weak motherfucker, lock your ass in with that weak bitch you got. Lock in. I'm tired of you.
Come on. What you want to do?
Hey, Meatball.
You going to run this cutlass? You going to run this cutlass? Socks and fences.
What cutlass? Which cutlass?
My little brother, motherfucker, the same motherfucker you've been dodging. Brandon.
Okay. I like
Meatball.
That. Come on.
Where you like it, motherfucker?
Are y'all Meatball?
A little Tony race.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Sham. How you doing? Yes, sir.
Are you coming June 7th? That's all I want to know. Are y'all bringing anything June 7th?
What's going on? Can you elaborate what's going on June 7th, please?
My race is a street and streetable car bash on June the 7th.
Bring that trailblazer up there. I'm beating your ass June the 7th, boy.
At 41?
Yes.
Let me
beat your ass with that trailblazer. That might be nice.
Yeah, I'll lock you in for that day. Come on.
Skin, shut the fuck up. Let me talk to the host.
Damn.
now, as you were saying, sir.
You talking to me, Meatball?
Yeah, sir. Sorry about that, Sham.
Yeah, June 7th, we have an all-out bash against Detroit. We trying to smash our ears in.
Oh, okay. That's understandable. Hey, you know what? You can do what you want to do, Sham. I mean, it's that damn Todd, man.
Well, can I lock you in for that day?
He gonna be there.
Can I lock you in for that day? What's the problem?
Then we already locked your ass in, and you ain't never showed up yet.
No, never.
Yes.
Never.
So we never locked you in for little Tony Ray side. You a fraud,
never.
Man.
Never. Never.
Okay, Todd.
I had one race locked in for little Tony race, and that was Cutlass Steve, and I paid him.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
You know what? You did the best thing in life by paying that man.
Hey, I broke. I ain't no man from the West Side. Broke. Shit. My ring ain't broke no more though. What you gonna do?
Shit! Oh, run up in your ass.
Well, can we lock in then? You just said lock in.
I'm not listening. I wouldn't dare lock in. That's far away.
Oh, my God. Well, what the fuck did you say out your mouth for then, man?
Get my house shoes, man. Get your own house.
Hold on.
Or give me yours.
Because your shit weak, motherfucker. That's why I said it out my mouth.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, why would you tell me to lock in if you ain't going to lock in? You want everybody to hear you?
Todd, come on. Don't
everybody know
me, bro.
You ain't got to just talk, man.
Todd, don't you sit up here in front, man.
You just said lock in. I said okay. Now you bagging
Todd.
Up. What's
okay,
going on?
Hey, Todd, listen. We got a race. Todd, we got a race on May 3rd. Call me after May 3rd. That's all you can do.
You say, well,
damn,
I couldn't eat my prepping buttons.
We'll get with you after May 3rd. May 3rd, we got a race up here. We'll get with you after May 3rd.
Marvo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we on.
Would you like to lock in for a little Tony race then or something? I mean, you told me lock in.
Hold on. If you come to Milan on May 3rd, then you got all everything you looking for.
I don't think I'm coming to Milan.
After May 3rd.
Okay.
You gonna lock in?
You shouldn't tell people to lock in if you really don't want to lock in, though, man. You shouldn't do that.
Man, we locking in for June 7th. Hold on. You know what? I do want to lock in. Lock in for May 3rd. Come on, I want to lock in for that.
I just told you I'm not coming there.
Okay then.
We talking about Big Sam race and Little Tony race. That's what we was talking about.
Listen, I just got on the show.
That's just like me telling you come up to Minnesota. Come on, man. I'm not going there. I'm not going to tell you to do something that I'm not, that you not.
Wait a minute, hold on. Hold on, my man. I just asked you to lock in for May 3rd. You say you ain't coming. I said, okay. I'll be with you after May 3rd.
Okay. We'll see.
And stop saying that car clean as hell. Shit ain't clean as hell.
773-6180.
Hey, Skin, put your phone on mute.
6180.
Acting like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, y'all right.
6180. 773-6180. Okay, they didn't
say
nothing.
Hey, Big
Shan. Yeah.
Big Shan, did you get any more texts? Did you get any more texts?
I got a text to open up 6180, and they opened. Who was that?
Hey, Big Sham, how do these cars supposed to sit at your race, sir?
Oh, it's going to be a wide arrangement of how they sit. Stock sit, you know, streetable cars, meatball. You know how we roll.
All right. Oh, yeah, all right. What is, I mean, nah, I mean,
street
some
cars,
people got their different opinions. What is your birth of a street car? What is your version of a street car?
Now you're going, that's broad range, meatball. But
I know,
that's a whole
I
nother
know,
topic.
I know. That, I mean,
hey.
We had a topic like this before on your show, and
right.
Me and then people were saying.
Like Brandon Carr. Right. Brandon Carr, that when it sat like it did before.
All right.
Man,
I just used his car as an example.
Okay.
It's gonna be a streetable car. Now you know that can vary. You know,
so you're gonna have categories.
It's gonna be all array of cars, but you know those are the cars that you know that I'm looking at.
Okay.
Big Sham.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn it, classified street car, do like NMCA. If you can drive that bitch 30 miles, you got a street car. All the other shit y'all talk about is nothing. Do like NMCA. If you can drive that bitch for 30 miles and pull straight to the line and go racing, you got a street car.
Well, that's kind of indifferent. Is that Danny?
Yeah, it's kind of
indifferent. But you know a streetable car
meatball
is,
yeah, that's kinda,
you know. Yeah.
Hey, that's kind of. Hey, you know what? That's kind of fucked up situation too. Cause who the fuck's finna keep riding with everybody 30 miles? You don't track will be closed by the time you do all that.
I'm blowing 5,000 out.
That's not all the bullshit about all about street cars. They got street cars, race cars, all kind of shit.
Who was that?
Meatball,
man.
Meatball. Meatball, you still there?
Yeah,
somebody doing that faggot ass shit on purpose because they some brawls.
Meatball.
Yeah. It ain't bitch. Wow.
Is that
what the
there?
Fuck is all that?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Meatball, you still there?
Hey, what up, man? It's Big Dave, man, from the motherfucking West Side. What happened?
What up, Dave?
Man, I can't call it, man. Represent Land of the Giants, man. Rest in peace, Super Big, Big Joe, man. What's happening with you guys, man?
What's happening?
Man, I can't call it, man. I like the show going on here tonight, man. Skins, knock these boys in, man, so we can knock these boys in Detroit heads off, man.
Ooh, we.
Fuck they turbos, man, all that, man. We know we chat with you, whatever, man.
I'm ready, man. Tell them get their ass down with the weak-ass trailblazer. I'm ready, baby.
Man, if the boy Fetty talking about that weak trailblazer, man, he should come, man. We going to ride with you, whatever, man.
I'm
Meatball,
ready, man.
Y'all
said
talking about that weak trailblazer, man. Then we ain't studying that trailblazer up here, man.
Ooh-wee. I'm ready to play with him right now. Fuck it.
Hey, but I got something coming
out.
I got a trailblazer coming from the west side out here, man. I'm going to bring out that too, though. Come represent out here, too, for that other trailblazer y'all talking about. I'm going to bring them out so y'all
I
can
like
see
it.
Them.
Okay.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
We got a boy out here on the west side with a trailblazer, man. He ready to play, man. He don't want to put a lot of money up under the hood. He ready to play too, man.
Don't forget that period.
Hey, but you know how I go, though. If he ain't running right with me, shit, you know, if he don't look right, I'm going to send him to the wolves.
Oh, wait.
Hey, man, but what's up, though, man? All the years, man, y'all know the west side been knocking the dirt. Y'all been knocking y'all dicks in the dirt, man.
Knock it off. I don't know about that one, Dave.
Come on, man. Y'all know that, man. Y'all know that.
Really?
I don't know. You going too far. You going too far.
You should go back on mute.
And guess what?
You should go back on mute.
And I didn't care.
Yeah.
No,
don't y'all put people on mute, man.
Knock them off. Hey, I went to the west side a million days and knocked y'all off, man.
I mean, yeah, you tried. You came out here a few times.
Stop
I mean, when we kept
me on
the racing
game.
Hey.
What?
I mean,
what?
But the racing game, man, it stayed around for a good long time, man. You know,
well, why would you
oh,
say
what
I
the
tried,
hell going
though.
On now, man?
I succeeded.
I don't know what the hell going on now, man,
though.
This racist shit now. You what?
I succeeded. I succeeded. Don't say I tried. I succeeded.
I mean, you did your due. You was one. I give you credit where credit is due. I mean, we all, everybody get around here and talk about who the legends is from the, you know, of the drag racing scene, man, from the streets. We all talk about Drag, Raylo, Skins, Mr. B. I don't never hear nobody talking about Big June, man. What the fuck? He was one of the baddest, one of the coldest.
You know what? That's because Big June, you know, he was just really, like, racing with Nate and shit. He came on the street a few times, but he didn't really come on the street like that. But he is a legend, though.
Is you crazy, man? Man, we brought Rhoda to the streets a million times, man. The monkey wrench, the monkey wrench car we had.
I'm just saying, I'm going by what I seen.
A lot of people they talk about are legends ain't really legends. So,
man,
you know,
thank
Sham,
thank you, man. Thank you, Sham. Thank you about it, man. I love what you just said, man. A lot of them guys they talk about, man, I don't even remember them guys. Some of these guys talk about what they don't did. They ain't did shit.
They bust up.
Yeah. That ain't going to do shit.
Hey, I'm talking about Land of the Giants took some of the motherfucking drag racing on the scene. We just one of the first race teams that started going down south and everywhere else. Skins, you know that because you don't came to our shop in Lexington a plenty of days.
Yes, I have.
Yes, that's right.
Yes,
that's
I have.
Right.
Because I was coming down south in games.
Hey, that's right.
That's why the fuck I was at y'all's shop.
that's what I'm talking about. All these new jacks talking about they've been going down south for years to race. Hey, mother, where they been? Where they go? I'm talking about
well,
down
you know,
in Memphis.
They like to make themselves look big. You know how that shit go.
Man, I'm talking about, man, I look over some of these tapes now, man, these clips on these tapes talking about, man, I've been running back and forth up and down the highway for years. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. We've been doing this shit, man. We used to leave the west side at 7 o'clock and probably didn't come home to goddamn at 7 o'clock in the morning because we had to run from side to side, town to town.
You're right now. I remember that shit now. I'm a little old boy. I remember that shit now. Yeah. I remember.
708-7220.
All right.
7220.
Yo, what's up, Sam?
What up? Who this?
This is Big Ray.
What's up, Big Ray?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, everything good, brother?
You're just listening in.
Okay. I saw you hit the one button. I'm just trying to open up all the mics that hit the one button because we ain't got much time left.
Oh, okay.
But I appreciate you calling, Ray. You do get my text, right?
No problem. Man.
I text everybody on my phone. If your number in my phone, I text you.
No, I didn't get it.
Yo, is this your number here? 7220?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to write it down now.
Well, I got a couple numbers.
Oh, okay, well, that other number, I got another number for you.
Yeah.
Is Meatball still on this phone?
No, yes, sir.
I'm on.
Meatball,
yeah,
we need to get this together because it's looking like these. You know what kind of cars we talking about? Don't act like you don't know.
Well, you know, it's different criteria on street cars. You know, people take street cars
is a car with no kids. You see, she drives a car with, you know what I mean, with.
Right. I said,
I mean, you know what I mean?
I said a street and a streetable car.
Okay. All right. All right. I get you.
Todd just told you, you know what kind of car Todd got.
And I'll blow his ass out.
Oh.
I ain't seen Todd. Last time I seen this car, it was like in a fucking a flop. All of us so
big. Yeah, it still look like that. Lock it in.
Lock it in. I just told you to lock it in for May 3rd, but you said no. So, I mean,
lock it in
what
for
you want
June
me to do?
7th. You know you're going to come over here and defend Detroit. Lock in
man,
for June 7th.
I told you after May 3rd, man. That's all I...
Wait, after May 3rd, you got to lock in.
He said after May
3rd,
he's going to lock in.
What happened on May 3rd?
I bet
he's
going to
lock
hey,
in for
hey,
June
Sham.
7th. You got to see what happened on May 3rd.
Hold on. Hey, Sham.
Thank you, thank
I'm gonna
you.
I'm going to bet you 50 right now he don't lock in. I'm going to bet you 50 right now he
you
don't lock
what?
In after May 3rd.
I bet you a thousand.
I'm talking to Big Sham. I bet 50 he don't lock in after May 3rd.
And he probably won't if the car break on May 3rd.
Because he's scared. Man, I don't get
all he's saying is they
got to
see what's
going
to happen on May 3rd.
Man,
yeah. I understand all that. That's all I'm just saying. He might be
scared. That's all I'm saying, scared. That's all I thank you, scared, for clearing that up.
He might be all right. He's just trying to see what's happening on May 3rd because he got some shit going on May 3rd. He might not have no more money after May 3rd or he might have a whole lot. You just never know what he might do on May 3rd. He might be locked in. He might be locked in for May 3rd. Shit, leave man alone. Shit, let him go and clean up on May 3rd or get his ass cleaned up. Let him wipe his ass or he wipe their ass. Shit. Then, why don't you call him May 4th? Why don't you get his number while you're on the mic? That's all. You can call him your goddamn self. Shit. Or get his number and click his ass in on Thursday after May 3rd, motherfucker. Damn, there's more than one way to get a cat. I don't know how to skin this motherfucking cat. Nah,
you're going to do with
me? After May 3rd is May 8th.
Hey, okay, call in on May 8th.
Do I got to wait after May 3rd, too, Meatball, for the trailblazer?
For the trail? You have to wait, too, sir. Honestly, you got to wait, too.
Okay,
well, May 8th,
call
in on May 8th and lock it in.
Hey, Skins, you got my number, Skins. Ain't no, hey, Skins. Hey, Skins, we got each other's numbers, so, you know, we ain't no need for us to, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to have Skin call you May 4th.
Yeah, he can call me, yes, sir, yes, he can.
Or
that's
you can call you May 8th.
I might call you at 10 o'clock on May 3rd when the track closes.
They still open a little later than I engage. No,
hey,
if he really is trying to engage, he'll make that trip up here and make some money, but he really ain't trying to engage.
No, I ain't going to lie to you. I don't plan my car to be ready for May 3rd because it's going into paint shop.
Okay. Yeah.
So
okay,
it might not be ready on May 3rd.
The colors may not be running after May 3rd. You know what I mean? So that's why I said after May 3rd.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. At 11 o'clock on May 3rd, I'm going to call you back.
Yeah, best bet, you better call me May 4th.
Hey, Todd, and you better make sure I'm on the phone with you. I'm going to lock that old weak-ass trailblazer. I'm going to knock it.
I'm going to have you call him.
You
want to make
sure
you be the one call him.
Hey, Skins, you say make sure, huh?
Make sure, man, because, you know, I don't even care nothing about the trailblazer no more. I'm beating your ass, man. I just don't believe no motherfucking no trailblazer got no business fucking with me. I don't give a fuck what's on it. Fuck that trailblazer. I don't even want to look at the motherfucker. Just pull up in the motherfucker.
Damn,
that's what
going on.
I don't even want to know who the fuck in the trailblazer. I just thought about this shit. It could be a white guy.
Like
it could be an Indian. I wouldn't give a fuck who in it. Jazz up there.
It's gonna be an Arabic. You know you got that bad way.
Man, I wouldn't give a fuck. Go get it from Lesbians. I wouldn't give a fuck where you going to get it from. Anyway, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Hey, we're going to tell him to keep his finger in the car this time.
I just thought about it. Y'all can't do nothing but win some money. Y'all can't win me. Come on. Shit. I'm going to try the motherfucker. He whooped my ass, just whooped my ass. Come on.
We like her, man.
I'm
like
putting on the show now. I'm tired of this shit. You know, I don't want anybody on the phone thinking I'm a fucking coward. fuck that weak ass Trailblazer. Come on.
Yeah, you ain't scared of Turbos?
Man, if that bitch is 2006 to a 2008, I'm locking in. It got to be a 2006 to 2008. Motherfucker. Try his motherfucking ass. He got 75 turbos on it. I don't give a fuck.
I thought you were scared of turbos, Skin.
Because the last time they tried to lock in a Trailblazer, they tried to lock in a Blazer, a motherfucking 85 Blazer with a goddamn turbo or something, with a plastic-ass Blazer or something. They doing some dumb shit. Long as that bitch is new truck, that
hey,
bitch
is 2007. Yeah, that wasn't me, Skin. I ain't trying to lock you in with nothing like that.
I didn't say, I did not say it was you. I said, y'all, meaning a motherfucker from Detroit, whoever the fuck he was. I didn't give a fuck who he was.
Trying
to lock in a motherfucking Blazer.
They tried to lock Frankenstein.
They gonna say a Blazer. They kept saying Trailblazer. Then they gonna say it's a Blazer. I said, man,
no,
kiss my long.
Man, nobody trying to lock Frankenstein. Man, nobody trying to lock Frankenstein in with you.
Yes, they did.
Hey, when I got to the track, they said, you know, you didn't want a stupid ass. What's that boy name? Damn, I can't even think his name right now.
Hey, Pine,
dumbass, gonna say that's what they tried to lock you in
to. 706-0599. Your mic is open.
Damn, y'all got a good show going on. I thought we'd be going in, but y'all guys up north show me doing it. This old butt naked down here in the south.
Hey, what's going on, butt naked?
Hey, butt naked.
I don't know it, man. Just got in and I told Leaky Leon I wouldn't listen in tonight. Something to the phone number and everything. I just listening in on y'all guys. Y'all going down on each other, ain't you?
We sure
can. Hey, butt naked.
Hey, hey.
Mr. King got
a little rough.
North, butt naked.
Oh, okay, okay. It get a little rough up north. I wish I could make some
real
rough,
man.
Big Bird,
man. Go ahead and whoop that motherfucking real tree, man. I'm looking for you to get that ass, man.
Hey. I was talking about that today. They sure want to see him get me, but hey, it ain't gonna be easy if he do. But I don't believe he's gonna get there.
I don't believe he is either.
I got me old tuner now.
I
you know,
I
was doing that a bit myself, so I got me a tuner. We gonna see what's up. Oh yeah.
When is that gonna happen, Bud Naked?
March the 23rd at Emma Hall Race down in Montgomery,
okay.
Alabama.
Okay. March the 23rd, y'all. Y'all heard that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to get up y'all way, man. I got to get my knuckles together, y'all. Ooh, that's a trip way up there with y'all.
I went there, and I went to Johnny.
Yeah. Well, we sure going to be looking for you.
Yeah. I put 2-3 old knuckles together.
We sure would have had you up here.
Yeah, I put my 2-3 old knuckles together. I'm sure going to try to make it if I can get me a little chain together. Get me old driver. Hey, that's a ride, man. That's a drive. That's about 12, 14 hours for me.
Well, that's what we do all
the
time.
Ride with DJ. Hey, Bud Neck, you got to come up here, man. You know, it'd be good racing up here, man.
No. Yeah, I would like to come up there and know
up here.
I'd like to come up there and see what we can do, you know.
Y'all
really got to go on
with DJ. All you got to do is hit your ride with DJ.
Yeah. Is he coming? DJ
he come
coming
up here
there?
All the time. Yeah, he be coming up here.
All right. I just thought maybe just come to Bid, that Ray Bid be having. I ain't know he go nowhere.
Yeah, come up to that. That's in July.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to try to make that.
Tuscaloosa with your butt naked.
Some boy from where?
Tuscaloosa with that S10.
Okay, I mentioned it to him. There's a lot of guys got them STN down here. There's a lot of them. They just don't travel. A lot of guys can't afford it down anyway. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's the reason why I'm telling Jay Bond we need to do a race.
They call themselves Cosette Racing.
Hey,
Big Skin.
I'll reach out to him and see what's up.
That's Skin. Little Skin.
Who called him Skin?
Yeah,
in my book. This nephew, Skin.
Who wants Skin?
This nephew. This nephew, Skin.
What's up, nephew?
Skin, everybody knows that. Hey, Skin.
You said what, nephew?
I said, if you put a nitrous bottle on that fur coat preacher boy had on, how fast did it go?
Man, that shit went 840. That shit went 840 on balls.
Well, y'all, it's crazy.
Hey, you put a nitrous
bottle
on
that fur coat, man.
Hey, pull on his back.
He had on, man. That wasn't no feather chinchilla.
Y'all know y'all
hey,
wrong.
I man, y'all that the phone because y'all on some personal shit. We supposed to be talking about racing. Y'all nice. Getting personal.
Hey,
I got
3 minutes left. 847-4139. Mic is open.
Hey, Todd, you always trying to start something. That wasn't personal.
4139.
Hey, what up?
Hey, what up, Shannon?
What up,
Todd? You know that man.
Big Mark, man.
Hey,
man.
Big
Mark.
Big Mark. Hey, Big Mark. Hey, you know Preacher Boy had a poodle on, man. You know he stole that poodle and cut him off.
Y'all finna go, man, because y'all getting personal.
Stop fronting, man. Stop fronting. You always... Hey, Todd, stop fronting, man. You always trying to start something, man.
That ain't nothing personal, man.
Preacher Boy's still on, Sam?
No, Preacher Boy dropped.
I think he dropped. I'm going to tell y'all what's personal.
Todd keep talking about Big Perm holding that money. Motherfucker, talking about something personal. That's personal.
Yeah, that's personal.
Motherfucker, he owe you that money for a game,
man. You don't know what that man went through to buy that coat.
And guess what? And you don't know what Big Perm went through to make his name sound good, and you trying to make his name sound bad. You trying to make his name sound bad. Somebody owe you $300, man. Start lying, motherfucker. You getting personal. Hey, Big Perm,
right.
When you see Todd slap the shit out of him, that nigga get personal, man.
No, don't do that. Don't do that, because I might have a hard time. You don't want to catch no murder case.
Hey,
you don't want to catch no murder case.
Hey, listen, shut up. I'm running on fumes, y'all. I just want to say, hey, I appreciate y'all calling in. I want everybody to go to clocksoff.com and log on and post and look at what we got going on Clocks Off. And I'm looking forward to y'all coming June the 7th to my race. It's gonna be off the chain. And we're gonna do this again. Same bat time, same bat channel next Thursday. I'm looking for you to call in next Thursday, Butt Naked. I might have you as my host because I can't get no host up here.
Hey, Raylo.
Hey man, I'm gonna call you Hootie in 5 minutes.
Hey Sam, you lying because I told you I wanna be your host at damn conference. Hey Sam.
Yeah.
Hey Sam, you get any
Let's
more texts?
No, I ain't getting no more Texas right now.
Let's see. Hey, Shane. I told you I want to hold Brother Raylo to give a war for that coat for next year.
Oh, look. Who is that calling me?
I'm finna go. Y'all see him talking about free.
Hey, Shane, I told you I wanted to host the show, man.
This move. He telling you right. He don't want to be your co-host. He going to be the host because he going to have to talk to you over the whole show.
Oh my goodness!
Now you know you're gonna be the host of your own show.
You're gonna be the host of your own show.
But naked, you still there?
You my co-host, Sam.
I'm gonna be your co-host.
I want to host the show next week unintentionally. You're gonna be the co-host.
I'm gonna be the co-host.
If you get any more texts, call me and let me know.
Okay, I'm gonna let you know if I get another text.
Hey, Ty. Show nobody.
All right, y'all.
Ty.
I'm out of here.
Get off tonight.